Championship football on Sunny 101.3 and on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. Pawnee City fans, if you've got friends or relatives or anywhere around the country, anywhere around the world, in the armed services, wherever they want to hear the state championship football game for Pawnee City tonight, be sure to let them know to tune in. MSCSports.net. Click on the Listen Live button and then select KLZA, and they can hear the game anywhere in the world. Kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Pawnee City Indians play for their first ever football state championship. It's six-man football as they take on the Parkview Christian Patriots. Parkview is 10-1 on the year. Pawnee City comes in 9-2. They're in the same district during the regular season, and Parkview got the win earlier this year on September 30th, 43-16. But Pawnee City played without their quarterback that game, and we'll see how that goes today. Pawnee City been on a real roll lately, averaging 64 points a game in their three playoff games so far, and they've knocked off the top two ranked teams in class six-man football to get to the championship night at Cope Stadium in Kearney. I had a chance to visit with Coach Scott Brumbaugh, the Pawnee City Indians, earlier this week to find out his thoughts on tonight's matchup. We'll hear from the coach coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Our family is serving your family for five generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for five generations. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
It's time now to visit with Coach Scott Brumbaugh, head coach of the Pawnee City Indians, and we had the Pawnee City squad on a real roll. Coach, I remember, I think, 10, 11 years ago now, Pawnee City had a football team for a couple of years that were just really, really strong. And after that, it got to be the teams were down. It's been better the last couple of years, and now here we are playing for a state championship after all this time.
You're exactly right. You know, we were joking with our seniors here the other day, you know, from where we were at to where they're at now. You know, their freshman year, mm-hmm. we won zero games. The next year, we won three games. Next year, we won six games. Right now, we're at nine games. You know, they just keep piling more on. It's been amazing. Can't even express the joy of what these kids have put into the season this year and just the program in general to try to turn things around. You know, couldn't be happier for them.
Right. And it's a tough road when teams, I remember all the things going on just a few years ago when we were thinking, are we going to go to six-man football? And every time a team takes it, a school takes a drop, 11-man to 8-man to 6-man, you know, it's just like sometimes for the community, you just feel like you're losing a family member when you drop down. But, man, this is where we are, and the kids are having a great time, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and you're exactly right. When we talked about making the drop, the kids, they weren't exactly sold, but yet, you know, they knew it was something that needed to be done. We were playing eight-man with 10 kids. It was dang near impossible. You know, we were always banged up and barely had enough to take the field on Friday night. So logistic, you know, they just knew that it was something that needed to be done. You know, and then as soon as we got our first year of six-man under our belt, it was very difficult to make the adjustment, but the kids, they love it. You know, it is different style of game, of course, but, you know, where everybody gets to be involved, there's, you know, there's something to be said about it. And it's definitely brought a new joy and passion to our school, and you know, it's just been fun to watch.
Let's talk a little bit about Parkview. They won their game last week over SEM 40-22. They beat you earlier this year 43-16. You played without your starting quarterback that game on September 30th, which obviously makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about it plenty, you know, between you and I and just around here in our program. You know, Justin, mm-hmm. he's just a little bitty guy, but he does a lot of things for us. You know, in our run game, you wouldn't think a 130-pound kid would go get it done, but he does a great job of getting out in front of Andy and kind of getting that last block. You know, he doesn't go run anybody over by no means, but he's very agile and gets in your way, and it's what it needs to be done to let Andy go. Does a fabulous job in the passing game. You know, up until the playoffs, he was perfect pretty much. You know, he's now that we've hit some pretty darn good teams, he's had his struggles from time to time, but he always picks himself up and comes back with a strong ball right after. You know, R3 mm-hmm. threw an interception, and instead of getting down the very next time we call the number to throw it, you know, he throws a 40-yard bomb, and, you know, we hit Jet with a quick strike and a touchdown. So he's resilient, and, you know, the biggest thing he does is he's kind of the energy to that offense at times. Like, he's very fiery, and he gets those guys excited to go.
What's the attitude about playing Parkview again? It's a team you've already played. You lost to, but I'm guessing it's a little easier scouting. You kind of know what you're getting into. What's the attitude overall with that?
I'm pretty excited. I think this is one the boys want to go back and try to rewrite. You know, it was one earlier in the year that they felt like they should have been able to compete in better than they did. So they want their chance to go out and prove that, you know, that score was not the way it should have been. So I think we'll see a different football team on our side. We've definitely seen them grow and get better as well. So I know we're a lot better, but like I said, the thing our kids have to realize is you know, Parkview's gotten better too. We've seen them on film, and they've just gotten stronger as well. So this is definitely going to be a big battle, and I just hope we can come out on top in the end.
Mm-hmm. For your seniors, it's one more time, and under the lights, I think there's nothing, you know, you've been playing a couple afternoon games in a row here, maybe more, but under the lights on the big stage out at Cope Stadium tonight, on the turf, have the kids brought that up or think much about it?
No, not too much. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but, you know, we've kind of been getting out on the turf a little bit with all these long road trips. We've been stopping in, you know, at Lexington on the way out, and they got a brand new turf field. So the kids, the first time we got out there, they were kind of in ooh and awe. And last week when we hit that turf field, they didn't think nothing of it. So I'm hoping just our preparation for the last couple weeks mm-hmm. has got them ready for this point, to where maybe that big excitement, that ooh and ah, isn't quite as major. It doesn't impact them in the wrong way, mm-hmm. I guess is the best way to say it. And we can just handle this as another football game and get after it.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of it. Parkview looks to me like they've got a pretty good balance. They throw it some, they run it quite well. What's your biggest concern?
You know, it is what it was the first time we played him. We got to stop the Page kid. He's a great back. He runs behind a big offensive line, and, you know, they feed him the ball. Against SEM, you know, they fed him 36 times, I think. You know, that's a lot of carries on a high school kid, so they're not afraid to feed the big horse. And then that leads into their passing game. you know, they'll get you trying to crowd that front line to stop him, and then they're going to play action you and hit you for an easy one over top. So, you know, I think chore number one for us is to stop that running game, because if we can't stop that, then the rest, it's just a long night from there.
And if you're playing Pawnee City, what's your concern? I mean, I guess everybody knows Andy Maloli, but your weapon arsenal has become bigger as the season went along, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, the first time that we played him, you're right, it pretty much just was Andy. You know, we were trying to get it done with a one-man show, and, you know, it didn't work for us. Since then, we've definitely learned that as good as Andy is, he needs extra help. And our young kids have grown up and stepped up, and, you know, Jet's been phenomenal in these playoffs. You know, I don't know. You know, he's got probably over a dozen touchdowns all by himself in the playoffs. And, you know, and Anthony Kling's been, you know, going as well. We don't, you know, he not only runs the ball, but, you know, he's a great receiver and one of our favorite targets to throw to. So, you know, our weapons have definitely grown besides just Andy, and I hope that's maybe the difference in the game.
Well, Coach, it's been a great season, regardless of what happens tonight. I know it's certainly nothing you want to think about losing the ball game, but what a great season it has been. Thank you for taking time to visit with us all throughout the year, and best of luck tonight in this championship ball game.
All right. Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small-town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Coop Field. I've lost it already, right? Here we are at the stadium at University of Nebraska-Kearney and ready for a championship football game. Six-man between the Pawnee City Indians and the Parkview Christian Patriots.
That's right, John. Good evening, and good evening, everyone. A pleasure to be here with you tonight. We are at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium, Foster Field, on the campus of UNK, the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And, John, in all my years of broadcasting high school football, this has to be one of the nicest venues and nicest setups, I believe, that you and I have ever experienced.
Oh, absolutely. It is just really, really nice. We can see the field well. They got a giant scoreboard we can see well. It's warm in here.
I think my experience last week out at Arthur, and Pawnee fans who were at the game can attest to this, that was one of the coldest afternoons of a football game I've ever spent. We had northwest winds or southwest winds blowing out there and really cold in the shade. And then it was a 16-touchdown game that went on for 2.5 hours, and that's as cold as I've been in a while. By contrast, tonight we're seated high above the 40-yard line at midfield. We're in an enclosed press box that is heated. They cleaned the windows, unlike some of the high school press boxes we go to. And all in all, we just about have a perfect situation here. And I just want to start out by thanking Peter and all the friends here at UNK for the wonderful hospitality they've extended to us and the great setup that we got. It's kind of fun to walk into a nice facility like this, and right next to the door in the home radio booth that says reserved for Sunny 101.3 Radio. Thank you, Todd.
Yes.
It helps to have a few connections at UNK. But all in all, a great night. It's going to be cold for those football players. We're looking at the Indian faithful across the way. They are the visiting team seated over on the east side of the football field, and it looks chilly out there, John. The weather right now, it's 20 degrees the temperature. The wind chill, 11 degrees. The winds are out of the southwest, 7 to 10 miles an hour. So it is going to be chilly for the football players.
And, you know, you and I were sitting here with some other folks a while ago making the same jokes that I'm sure around Pawnee City. Why in the world are we going to Kearney to play this football game against a team that's 65, 70 miles away? You know, until 3 or 4 years ago when six-man expanded, all of the six-man teams were out here in the central and western Nebraska. So it makes perfect sense to come to Kearney. Not very often you get two teams from the same district, used to be the same conference, in the state championship football game.
Yeah, if it were Arthur and Pawnee City, that would make
perfect.
A lot of sense. It'd be halfway between them or any of those. But, tip of the hat to the folks here at UNK. They're doing a wonderful job of hosting this thing, and it's just a real pleasure for us to be here. John, before we go into our starting lineups and continue with our pregame show, I just want to take a minute here to say thank you to all of the folks that are helping to present not only tonight's broadcast, but the folks that have helped on all the games throughout this entire high school football season. You know, without their support, these broadcasts just would not be possible. Pawnee City fans, you will be happy to know your community just stepped up to support your Pawnee City Indians big time, and that's why we went all the way to Arthur last week. That's why we're all the way out at Kearney tonight. It's only through the support of your local businesses that these broadcasts are possible. So as you hear those commercials running tonight, make note of who they were and stop by their business the next day or two and let them know how much you appreciated this coverage of Pawnee City High School sports, and that can only enhance our opportunities to do even more Pawnee City sports for you here on Sunny 101.3.
Yeah, it's a fantastic effort by everybody, and great support from Pawnee City and the surrounding area for these kids. So it is, Coach Brumbaugh said, coming out to Kearney, said these kids deserve this. Get out here on the big stage and see what happens tonight.
Well, yeah, you know, John, you mentioned in your pregame show, this is the first ever state championship game, the first time the Pawnee City Indians have reached the state championship. Back in 2010, they made it as far as the quarterfinals. That was quite a run. They defeated Hampton in the first round 72-0. They got Fall City Sacred Heart in the second round 58-44. And in the quarterfinals, they fell to Giltner 58-30, and I remember that one. We were at Giltner, the Giltner Hornets. They had a ball player that people heard about later, Drew Ott, that went on to play at Iowa. So Pawnee City, while they're no strangers to the playoffs, they haven't had a lot of success recently. They lost in the first round to Bruning Davenport Chickley in 2012. They lost to Guardian Angels up at West Point in 2014 in the first round. And they lost to BDS in the first round 5 years ago in 2017, 60-16. So the road to the championship has not been an easy one, but here they are tonight and playing for their possibly first ever state title.
And the best news is everybody's picking Parkview to win.
Well, that's good,
because Pawnee City, I don't know, they've been favored in any of these playoff games. They've knocked off the number one and number two team in the state.
Yeah, I think why not get number three?
Exactly.
Yeah, looking at the path they took to get here, the Pawnee City Indians came in to the playoffs at 6-2. They played Stewart and got the win over Stewart, 64-8. Then they played Potter Dix, got the win over Potter Dix, 62-47. And then, of course, that big exciting win last week, 56-44 over Arthur County, a game that featured 16 touchdowns, a two-point safety, and 2.5 hours of playing time. I was there timing it. And that was one of the most exciting seesaw contests back and forth that I've seen in a long time. And you expect six-man football to be a little bit of a track meet with the people running, but that was certainly an entertaining contest last week. John, let's step aside and take a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll come back and take a look at starting lineups and talk a little bit more about tonight's matchup. That's what's coming up. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians State Championship Football on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
When managing diabetes, your eating plan can be a powerful tool, but figuring out what to eat can feel like a hassle. Let the team at Nemaha County Hospital help you make some healthy lifestyle choices and add flavor to your daily routine. Eating well and adding activity are important ways to help manage your diabetes. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Cope Stadium on the campus of the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. We're glad you chose us for your live coverage of tonight's Pawnee City High School football. A special thank you to our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. We really want to thank them for their extended support and outstanding support of Pawnee City football. John, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Six-man football played on an 80-yard field, just like the eight-man game, for the Pawnee City Indians. Offensive starters at center, Joey Martini. He's a 230-pound junior. At the ends are Anthony Kling, a sophomore at 165, and Hunter Johnson, a 170-pound senior. In the backfield for the Indians at quarterback, Justin Pierce. Pierce, 130 pounds and a junior. He was missing from the lineup the last time these two teams matched up. At running back, Andy Maloli, 190 and a senior. The other running back is Jet Farwell, a 155-pound sophomore.
Coming up here defensively for Parkview Christian tonight, they will go with this lineup. At the free safety, Braden Ulrich, he's a 180-pound senior. A linebacker, Toby Fulks. Fulks checks in, 140-pound junior. Also on the defense tonight, starting is Elijah Colbert. Colbert in there, 175 and a senior. Chandler Page will be in there as a linebacker, a 190-pound senior. Also a linebacker, we will have Alex Rohrbaugh. Rohrbaugh is a junior. Jackson Supencheck, he checks in as a defensive lineman. And also Anthony Page, a defensive line. Page checks in 200 pounds and a junior. We don't have all the sizes for all the Parkview players, but that's the ones we got. Offensive starters for Parkview Christian at center, Micah Minchow. Minchow, 240 pounds and a senior. At the ends are Anthony Page, a 200-pound junior, along with Jackson Supencheck. He's a junior. At quarterback, Elijah Colbert, 175 pounds and a senior. The running back is Chandler Page. And, John, you're going to hear a lot out of Chandler Page. He's their leading ground gainer, 190-pound senior. And the fullback is Braden Bayless. Bayless, 200 pounds and a junior. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. Be back with the opening kickoff on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Breakdowns are never convenient, but with help from H&H Auto Parts, your Napa dealer in Pawnee City, you'll be back on the road in no time. Get parts for cars, trucks, or farm and construction equipment. Napa Parts will get the job done right. Stop in to H&H Auto Parts at 612 7th Street for great service and the best quality that you can always trust. Two names that will never let you down, Napa and H&H Auto Parts in Pawnee City. Keep your ride on the road and running smooth.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field at Cope Stadium here at UNK and Kearney. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. We're getting set for the opening kickoff in the 2022 six-man state championship game. Your Pawnee City Indians and Parkview Christian. Pawnee City listeners, do us a favor. You can think of someone right now who may not be aware the game's on the radio tonight. Give them a call. Let them know they can hear the Indians on Sunny 101.3 and online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA. Getting set to kick it away, and with your first quarter of play-by-play, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It will be kicking it off. Joseph Martini, 230-pound senior for Pawnee City. The deep man is Thomas Copeland, 140-pound sophomore. He'll stand back around his own 5-yard line here. We'll kick it off from the 30-yard line tonight. We apologize now for giving you the wrong yard markers because the big field, we got the great big numbers painted out there. And, of course, we're playing on an 80-yard field officially tonight. So here we go. Here's the kick. It's a high kick, end over end. It's going to hit about the 10. It's going to roll back to the 5. Picked up there by Copeland. He comes up, moving across from the left to the right, cuts to the middle of the field, hit at the 15, and out to about the 17-yard line, where we first and 10 for Parkview Christian.
It was Johnson, Kling, and Farwell, all three of them teaming up there. A trio, Kling, the freshman, in on that tackle for the Indians.
Spot the ball at the 17-yard line. Randy, they start with 10-minute quarter. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Okay. I lost that already.
Yeah.
All right, 10-minute quarter. Here we go. In there at quarterback, Elijah Colbert, 175-pound senior for Parkview. He'll come under center. They'll have alignment on either side of the center. Two backs, one in motion, toss the ball back, and that's going to be Page coming forward. Page comes forward across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 8 on first down.
Johnson there on the tackle. Actually, Jet Farwell, the first man to wrap him up, and then Johnson came in and put on the finishing touch.
Parkview averages 45.6 points per game on offense. They allow 16.8. Pawnee City averaging 52.8 a game and giving up 27.6 per game on the season. Pawnee City has been scoring an average of 64 points for the last three playoff games. Now we'll go to a shotgun set with two backs in the backfield for Colbert. He'll toss the ball back. Page comes forward, runs to the right side. He'll be hit at the 30-yard line, taken out of bounds at around the 31 or 32. It'll bring up third and a yard.
Anthony Kling there to make the tackle. Kling on the stop, just shy of the first down yardage. Keep in mind, in six-man football, folks, it's first and 15. That's a 15-yard down marker across the way.
Page carried the ball 36 times last week in the semifinals for the Parkview Christian Patriots here. And if they put a quarterback under center, it gives them an advantage in a short yardage situation. Now they're lined up really with a fullback and an I-back. Here's the snap, turn, and they give the ball to the tailback. That's going to be Chandler Page. He'll be forward for a first down out across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 5 and a first down.
A trail, Kling in on the tackle. Also in on the stop was Anthony Kling. And John, I just learned this week that Kling brothers are grandsons of my high school football coach, John Schultz, who coached over 50 years ago at Elk Creek. It's kind of fun to know that Coach Schultz's grandsons are out here getting to call the game for him.
So if he coached over 50 years ago, that means you... Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
I know.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line. And the play coming to the right side with the football this time. Braden Bayless. Bayless got loose in the backfield, crosses midfield into Pawnee City territory and down to about the 33-yard line.
Knocked out of bounds by Anthony Kling and Joey Martini. A trio Kling had a shot at him back there near the line of scrimmage, and he broke that tackle and got away from the freshman.
It will be 11 yards on the gain. Second and 5, so I guess 10 yards. Second and 5, we'll call it. Here we go. High formation. Three alignment, turn, give the ball ahead. Page running straight ahead, breaking tackle, dragging defenders with him. Inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line, a gain of 11.
Hunter Johnson had him around the ankles. Anthony Kling hit him high. Johnson hit him low and made the tackle. Clock shows 8:05 to play here in the first quarter. No score thus far at Foster Field.
Second first down of the possession. Coming over to get the play, Elijah Colbert. He gets the play from Coach P.J. Book, head coach for the Patriots. It's on the near right side hash mark as the Patriots go left to right toward the south end zone here as we look at it from the press box on the west side of the field. Turn, toss it back to Page, running the right side, gets by the initial defender, hit, taken out of bounds inside the 20, inside the 15, and around the 13-yard line, a gain of about 9 more.
Andy Maloli there to get the tackle for the Indians, driving him out of bounds here on the near sideline.
It's 11 degrees wind chill. How much do you feel it when the defense makes contact with you or you make contact with them?
Boy, looking through the glasses here, you can sure see the player's breath here. They're breathing hard.
This time we'll line up the back to the left of the quarterback. That's Bayless. He's a 200-pound junior and of a good blocking back. Toss sweep to the left side with it. Page gets the outside, cuts back against the grain. Pawnee City knocks him down around the 10-yard line. Good defense that time by the Indians.
Yeah, Joey Martini was there waiting for him to get the tackle for Pawnee City. Also coming up on the stop once again was Anthony Kling.
Third down and about 2, maybe 3 to go here. We'll call it the ball at the 9-yard line. They have to get to about the 7. And it will be a long huddle here for Parkview.
Clock running, 7:09 to play first quarter. Still no score, but for how long?
Quarterback under center, that's Elijah Colbert. He's a senior. Fullback on the right side, toss it back. We've got our first flag of the ball game and a procedure call, it looks like, against Parkview Christian.
I think I saw some movement in the line here on the near side, and that's what it was. That'll cost them 5 yards and back them up. Stops the clock with 6:57 to go. Listening to live coverage of the six-man state championship game tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Fall City. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon. We're glad you chose us for your live coverage of Indians football.
Third and 7 from the 14-yard line now. The clock starts to wind at 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Got a slot man on the left. Page takes the toss. That slot man comes to the right, blocking ahead and short of the first down at the 10-yard line will be the senior, Chandler Page.
Page is a tough running ball carrier. It took Hunter Johnson and Andy Maloli both to get him off his feet there, but he has a tendency to carry would-be tacklers another 3 or 4 yards after the contact.
I'm assuming from everything I've heard about these six-man playoff games the last couple weeks, they're not going to punt here. Fourth and 2 from the 10-yard line now.
Keep in mind, a field goal is worth 4 in this game.
That's true. They've got a kicker.
That's another thing. Our listeners may not be aware of the difference in scoring. We'll talk about that here in a minute, extra points and such.
Fullback to the left of the quarterback. And an inside handoff to that fullback, and he's going to power his way forward, and I think he's going to get a good spot. Good for the first down, it would appear, and it'll be first and goal for Parkview Christian.
Boy, not by much, John. They're still looking at it. They haven't moved the down marker.
I was looking at that official over on the far side, and he stepped off there.
Well,
now we're going to measure it.
I think they're going to have to bring the chains in.
Maloli came up and led the tackle there. Stops the clock with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Still no scores. They bring the chains in from across the way. Peru State College Game of the Week tonight on Sunny 101.3. Your presenting sponsors, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. Thanks to those folks for their support. Look at that. First down by the length of the football. It was that close, folks. And they say it's a game of inches, especially here in six-man ball.
Literally that time, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to turn into a track meet running up and down the field. So a huge fourth down conversion. That's something Arthur was not able to do last week against the Indians. Pawnee City repeatedly turned them away on fourth down.
All right, here we go. First and goal from the 7-yard line now. Pawnee City not had their hands on the football yet. Look at the defensive backs trying to stay warm out there doing some calisthenics between plays. Offset eye, and they hand the ball up the middle. Page. Well, it looked like he was going to lose that football. He is able to get a hold of it inside the five, down to around the 2-yard line.
A trio, Kling and Maloli, were there to make the tackle. Andy also in it. Notice how Kling is keeping his hands under his armpits, trying to keep them warm there between plays.
Can't say as I blame him.
Get that kid some gloves.
Comes a lineman limping off the field for Parkview, Andy.
Let's see who that is.
That Minshaw, is that 50?
Might be Supacek. I'm not sure. I have to wait until he turns.
All right. Three linemen, a fullback.
Supacek injured.
And a snap by the quarterback. Give to the fullback, and boy, the whole offensive line powers their way into the end zone. Touchdown for Parkview Christian. Carrying the ball in there for the touchdown is Braden Bayless, the 200-pound junior. A 2-yard touchdown run, and on the board will be Parkview. Now they will try to kick the extra point. Lucas Katayama from Brazil, a foreign exchange student, 45 of 57 on the year.
A kick is worth two in six-man football. If you run it in, it's worth one. So he's going for two here.
They brought in special goalposts for this game as well. High school distance. The kick is up, and Pawnee almost got it, but it's there. Good. And it's now 8-0. The lead goes to Parkview, and we will be back. No, wait a minute. We got a flag out there. Hang on. We got a flag out there in the middle of the field.
Both teams have come to the sideline and huddled here. Let's see what they're going to signal.
No one ran into the kicker, Pawnee City. So the kick will be good. They'll enforce that on the kickoff. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That scoring drive for Parkview took 11 plays, covered 63 yards, a 2-yard touchdown run by Braden Bayless, and the 2-point kick by Katayama makes it 8-0. Parkview on top with 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Andy Maloney, the deep man for Pawnee City. Katayama will kick it off. He'll kick from the 35-yard line now, the 5-yard penalty, for running into the kicker on the extra point attempt. Katayama ready. Maloney stands back at his own 5, and it's a bouncer, and it's rolling. It's picked up by Pawnee City, coming back up the field and hit at the 25-yard line.
Kling, I believe.
Yes, Anthony Kling, and he's back out across the 25 to the 28-yard line.
4 minutes, 42 seconds to play, first quarter here at Foster Field. If you're just checking in, 8-0, Parkview Christian with the lead over Pawnee City. Indians with their first possession right here.
From the 28-yard line with 4:42 to go in this first quarter, Pawnee City with their first chance with the football. Maloli, 15 yards, 10
behind the line of scrimmage, takes the toss, and from Pearson, he gets to the right side, turns the corner, they get him by the jersey and drag him down all the way down near the Parkview 30-yard line.
You know, we saw a lot of that last week from Andy Maloli, where he reverses his field, starts one way and then goes the other where he finds room. Making the tackle was Chandler Page over there to take him out of bounds.
A 19-yard pickup, almost 20 yards on the first play of the game for Andy Maloli for Pawnee City. Randy, he looked, and not just the first play of the game offense, but he looked like the fastest guy out there.
Yeah, he outran the players last week at Arthur on several occasions, so that was good to see. Look how deep he is.
I know, the ball's at the 33-yard line. He's standing back on the other side of midfield, clear back at the 36. Toss it back to him again. Pierce gets out in front of the blocker. Maloli starts left, cuts back in the middle. He'll have short yardage this time. Well defensed by Parkview after a gain of about two, maybe three.
It was Page along with Toby Falks there to make the tackle. Falks, a 140-pound junior. John, I understand he wants to be back there to give himself a good view of the field and look for the spots, but man, you got to wonder when you get 13, 14 yards off the line of scrimmage, that's a lot of territory to cover before you even get back to where the ball was spotted.
I'd be tired by the time I got to the line.
Yeah, he's going to be this time only about 10 yards back.
We got trips right center all by himself with a man over the nose of the center. Pitch it back. Maloli takes the pitch, runs outside. Push Pierce. Now he reverses, finds a hole, goes straight forward, and he'll have another gain of three, maybe 4 yards on the play.
Now, pretty good pursuit that time on the part of the defense for Parkview Christian. Over there to lead the tackle for the Patriots was Anthony Page. Anthony Page, that is, made the tackle.
Looks like they need about 7 or 8 yards to go.
I'd say eight.
Yeah. So that was a gain of four. Three receivers on the right side. Every high snap, and Pierce has got him. They've got him, and he, they call him that, an incomplete pass. That was close.
Yeah,
got the arm going forward, but just barely.
Good pressure applied by Jackson Supinchak. Supinchak was there, had him wrapped up, and was trying to bring him down as he dumped that football off, got rid of it. It'll bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go, John. The ball now at the 27-yard line on the right side hash mark. Clock shows 3:02 to play, first quarter. Parkview Christian leading Pawnee City 8-0 here in the state championship.
A couple reminders, if you're not familiar with six-man football, everybody's eligible to catch a pass, and the quarterback cannot go past the line of scrimmage. He has to get rid of it. Pierce will throw underneath. It is caught, but it'll be stopped well short of the first down. Kling on the catch over here on the near side, but he was nowhere near the first down, and Pawnee will turn it over to Parkview on down.
Yeah, Chandler Page made the tackle after a gain of only about 2 yards and puts the ball to the 25-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. This Chandler Page is active. He's their leading ground gainer, and it looks like maybe their leading defensive ball player also from the looks of that one.
8-0, Parkview with the lead, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. They start at their own 25-yard line.
Last week at Arthur, by this time, I already had 4 touchdowns up. So 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 your score. Here comes Christian over the football.
Fullback offset to the left side on 1st and 15. Toss it back and again up the right side. And breaking free is Chandler Page. Page hit from behind and taken down out of bounds. Cross midfield to the Pawnee City 35-yard line.
Well, Jet Farwell had him around the ankles, and he drug Jet Farwell another 3 or 4 yards before Maloli came over there, along with Johnson, I believe it was, or Kling, rather, to get the tackle and get him out of bounds.
Spot the ball at the Pawnee City 36-yard line this time. That's a 19-yard pickup.
Some confusion here. They broke the huddle and now huddled up again. And, John, they're going to have to hurry to get up here and get this thing snapped.
They got 5 seconds. The clock running. Offset to the right of the fullback. They snap it. They give it back to Chandler Page. Page runs to the right side. Good blocking ahead of him. He'll be lining up a 7 more.
It was Pierce and tackle. Also, Andy Maloli on the bottom of that pile. And Jet Farwell had a piece of the tackle. Kind of a group effort there. They had 2/3 of the team in on the stop.
To the 29-yard line, they need to get it down to just shy of the 20-yard line, bring up 2nd down and about 8 to go.
No secret, Indians need to stop here. You don't want to fall behind the six-man football by more than a score or so.
fullback behind the quarterback. They drop the snap, and the quarterback back on top of it, Elijah Colbert, able to fall on the football. He'll lose a yard and a half on the play.
Now, Andy Maloney says the Indians have the ball, and sitting on the ground holding the football is Jet Farwell, but they're going to see possession stays with Parkview Christian. Farwell had the ball when they came out of there.
Pawnee City holding them off that play. Now third and nine from the 30-yard line.
Jet Farwell wearing number four tonight. He's won 14 all season, but they destroyed that jersey last week at Arthur.
Pawnee City needs a couple of big defensive plays here right in a row. Turn, toss it back. Page tries the right side, running hard, and he's down, leaning forward. And he'll have a first down right on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Pierce had him wrapped up, but he got it by about a half a yard. He's at the 20. It'll be first and 10.
He is a tough nut to stop, Randy.
Yeah, he runs tough.
That is five first downs here in the first quarter for Parkview. Minute 15 to go in this first period. Now we've got somebody with a shoe issue for the Patriots.
Well, thus far, Parkview Christian has dominated time of possession here. They ran a bunch of plays. That first scoring drive used up 11 plays and got them down to the 4:48 mark, so they took over 5 minutes on that first one with their possession.
They're going to have to call a timeout here. They're down to 4 seconds on the play clock, and they're just now to the line. And we've hit zero on the clock, and do we get a timeout or not?
Well, we don't have a delay of game indication at this point.
Yeah, he picked up his flag back in the end zone.
The referee is talking there with Coach Book. Long discussion. What are they saying?
First and 20. Delay of game.
Yep, they didn't get the timeout called in time, so it'll back them up. And that should help the Indians here. They'll take any help they can get as they've been giving up yardage. Back the ball out to the 25-yard line. And it'll be first down and 20 yards to go. 50 seconds to play in the first quarter here in Kearney.
Page averages 14.9 yards per carry on the year. Blitz coming up for Pawnee City. The ball goes back there to Page, and he is still able to run forward over that right side. He'll be inside the 25, down to around the 22-yard line.
Jet Farwell did a good job of circling around behind Page and coming up behind him and dragging him down from behind, had him around the legs.
Couple of gain of two, second and 18 now. It's hard to do my math sometimes with this extra 5 yards, Randy. 7 and 18, we'll call it. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Parkview back to pass their quarterback, Colbert. He looks, he throws for the end zone. Well covered, but caught, and no, incomplete. Through the hands that time of Braden Orridge. Good coverage, but I thought Orridge was going to come down with it.
John, I had the glasses on it. He had the ball in his hands. Hunter Johnson was back there, I believe it was, defensively with him. It was either Johnson or Kling, either 16 or 18, but they knocked that ball out before he could put it away.
6 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-0 Parkview with the lead. They have it third and 18 now at the Pawnee City 22-yard line.
That was Kling back there defensively. Johnson wears 18, Kling wears 16, and those numbers look an awful lot alike out there.
Yes, they do. Pawnee City with three on the line for defense. Toss it back. The running back straight forward, Chandler Page. They never did get him off his feet, but they got him stopped after a gain of three or four. And it's a gain. Oh, he got more than that. It's going to be fourth down when we come back. It'll be fourth down and about 13 to go for Parkview. That's the end of the first quarter. 8-0 Parkview with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Glenn's True Value on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field here at UNK in Kearney. A fresh 10 minutes up, we move to second quarter action. It's fourth down and 17 yards to go. The football spotted at the 22-yard line of Pawnee City. Big fourth down play coming up here for Parkview. Elijah Colbert is the quarterback. He has Chandler Page, Braden Bayless set in the backfield behind him. Now the officials confer out here, and they're having a discussion.
He got a big gain on that last play. That's not right.
The clock shows... Yeah, I know what you're going to tell me. It says 4th and 17 by the
Palomar. They set the ball in the wrong spot. That's what I thought.
They're off by 5 yards, and it should be 4th down and 12 with the football spotted at the 20, check that, the 15-yard line. So here's a big 4th down play.
Well, they gained more there than they did. Holy cow.
Now they gave them more than they should have. All right.
Now it's 4th down and 8, maybe.
Fourth down and 8. Line of scrimmage at the 12. Back to pass. Colbert out to the left. Has a receiver. Pass is caught near the goal line. Touchdown. Making the reception was Braden Ulrich. Ulrich on the catch. So that'll be an 8-yard touchdown pass, John. The score coming with 9 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
So we come up here now with the score going to 14-0. A little confusion there coming out of the quarter break that time.
I'm still not sure that ball was placed in the right spot.
I don't think it was. He gained about 5 on the previous play.
Try for the 2-point conversion. They'll try to kick it, waiting for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's got plenty of length, and the kick is good, and our score goes 16-0. Parkview Christian, 9:54 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
Sunny 101.3.
Now for this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That Parkview scoring drive, 8 plays, 55 yards, capped off with an 8-yard touchdown pass. Elijah Colbert to Brandon Ulrich, and Katayama hit the 2-point kick, makes it 16-0. Parkview Christian on top, 9 minutes, 54 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Well, John, not to create controversy, but it looked to me like they misspotted the ball after coming out of the quarter, and it could have made a difference on whether or not they got in there.
I think it was a good 4-yard mistake.
Yeah. All right, ready for the ensuing kickoff. Coming forward to kick it away from the 30-yard line, an onside kick or a short little squibbler picked up over here by Kling at the 30, out to the 32-yard line, and he'll be dropped there. On the return for Pawnee City was Anthony Kling. It'll be first down and 10 Indians. Line of scrimmage will be at their own 32-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Pawnee City finds themselves in a 16-0 hole here. They need to find some offense and get up the field. You almost get the feel like they just need to score right now.
At the 32-yard line, they're capable of doing that. Andy Maloli can break it loose here. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Justin Pierce is the quarterback. Unbalanced line, everybody to the right of the center. Pierce has Andy Maloli sitting 5 yards behind him, 12 yards off the line of scrimmage is Maloli.
Farwell snapping it.
Okay, Pierce has the snap, gives it back to Maloli, right up the middle. Breaks across to the 35-yard line, dives out to near the 36 or 37. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go for the Indians.
Grabbing a hold and hanging on that time was Elijah Colbert.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That's John Nixon, seated over there. We're glad to have you with us tonight here on Sunny 101.3, the Peru State College Game of the Week. Second down and 10 now from the 37-yard line, Pawnee City's own 37. Pierce, the quarterback, with Maloli set behind him, unbalanced line to the right. Pierce has a snap, pitches to Maloli. He comes to the right side. There's a flag thrown. He's across midfield, down to the 35-yard line, and then thrown back. He was about 3 yards short of the first down when he got thrown back, but we've got a flag thrown back in Pawnee City territory at the 37-yard line.
Supincheck and Colbert team up on the tackle, but it's all for naught, holding Pawnee City.
Holding is a call against the Indians.
Holding in the backfield, too.
Yeah, the Patriots are going to take that one. Stops the clock with 9:02 to play. Opening minute of play of the second quarter here. You're listening to live coverage of the 2022 six-man state championship game. Pawnee City Indians, the Parkview Christian Patriots. Penalty yardage marks the football all the way back to the 25-yard line, where it'll bring second down and 20 yards to go now. Indians in a hole here, trailing 16-0. Second down and 20 from their own 25-yard line. Justin Pierce, the QB, has the snap, fakes the pitch to Maloli. Here comes pressure. Pierce in trouble. He's going to be sacked and tackled back near the 15-yard line.
You know, it's hard to get a sack in this six-man football game. A good pressure from Jackson. Supincheck got up there, and Pierce just didn't have anywhere to go.
So that's going to now bring up third down and 30. The football is spotted at the 11-yard line. They need to get it inside the 35 for first down. So third down and 30 yards to go. But that's not impossible in this game.
No.
We've seen Andy Maloli break him for that long. They're going to have to get outside here and get Maloli to where he can use that speed. The ball is spotted on the left side hash mark in from the east side. Pawnee City moving left to right, north to south here at Foster Field. All right. Pierce, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage with Maloli, 5 yards behind him, calls his count. Pierce is back to pass, sets, going to throw deep down the left sideline. There's the receiver looking for Farwell, and the pass falls incomplete out near the 35-yard line, and it's going to bring up fourth down, and we may see the rare punt in the game of six-man football here.
Did they perhaps tip that pass when he threw it?
Yeah, I was following the ball down.
It was really wobbly. I thought maybe they tipped it.
Kind of out there like a dying quail. All right, fourth down and 30. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line is where we'll mark it. Punting situation. In to punt the ball away is Anthony Kling. Who have I got back deep?
Deep man will be Braden Ulrich.
All right, Ulrich is the deep man. He caught the pass for a touchdown a moment ago. The punt is away, a nice spiral. Bounces in front of Ulrich, and it's going to go out of bounds down just outside the 30, I think. Inside the 30, rather. Out of bounds at about the 28-yard line, and that's where Parkview Christian will start. From their own 28-yard line, they lead at 16-0 with 7:44 to play in the second quarter here in Kearney.
16-0 and giving up on the year, not very many points, is Parkview Christian, Randy. They only give up about that amount in a game.
In the regular season, Parkview Christian defeated Pawnee City 43-16, but Pawnee City was without the services of their quarterback, Justin Pierce, in that ballgame. Here we are, first and 10 now for Parkview Christian. Colbert is the quarterback. Hands under center now with an eye formation. Pitches it back to Page. Right up the middle comes Page across the 30, across the 35, out near the 36 or 37, and finally taken down near the 39-yard line is where they'll mark him.
He got stopped there. Maloli on the stop along with Anthony Kling, but again, the tailback dragging defenders with him for Parkview.
It'll be second down and 4 yards to go from the 39-yard line of Parkview Christian. 7 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the first half. 16-0 if you're just checking in with us. Pawnee City is trailing Parkview Christian here in the state championship game. Patriots come over the football. Colbert under center. Hands under center, back stacked behind him. Colbert has the snap. Ball is fumbled. Page has to fall on it. He'll lose about a yard back to the 38-yard line. Chandler Page very alertly just dove on the football, no trying to pick it up and do anything heroic.
Hunter Johnson was there to make sure he couldn't pick it up and run. He said he fell on it, so he was down as soon as he got on top.
So mark the football now back to the 38-yard line, where it'll be third down
and a good long 4 yards to go, third and almost five from their own 38-yard line. Colbert hands under center. Bayless sets to his left in the backfield. Page is back deep, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Colbert pitches to Page. He comes to the left. He's got room. He'll have the first down, I believe. He's got the ball across midfield, down to about the 37-yard line of Pawnee City.
Maloney got around the ankles, able to hang on that time. It brings up third and a couple of feet.
Oh, boy. He is short. You know, looking at where the ball is spotted, John, look at this. They're going to have to take the chains out and bring them in because I'm afraid he may have first down. It's pretty much online. We're high atop the field here, right at midfield, and it's going to be close. Less than the length of the football one way or the other. They'll stretch out the chains, take the measurement, and he's got first down, just
wow.
Like I thought.
Literally the nose of the football.
Yeah, that's just by less than the length of the football, first and 10. Clock stop for the measurement with 6:20 to go in the first half. 16-0, Parkview Christian leading your Pawnee City Indians.
That's a big offensive line for Parkview.
John, we're playing this game in Ron and Carol Cope Stadium here on UNK's campus, and got some interesting notes about Ron and Carol Cope we'll share with our Pawnee County listeners at halftime. All right, first down and 10, Parkview Christian with the snap. They give the ball to Bayless. Bayless up the middle. He's hit and taken down. Hit hard at about the 32 or 33-yard line. He'll get a gain of 4. It's going to bring up second down and 11 yards to go for the Patriots.
Farwell Pierce and Anthony Kling on the stop this time for Pawnee City.
A bitter cold night for high school football here. Temperature at kickoff was 20 degrees with a wind chill of 11, southwest winds at 7 to 10 miles an hour. You can see the players' breath out there when you're looking through the glasses at them. Second down, 11 yards to go from the 32-yard line for the Patriots. Colbert pitches back to Page. He runs to his right. He's got some room, tries to turn the corner. Stops short of the first down, but he's inside the 30, down near the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 5 yards to go, John.
Hunter Johnson, Joey Martini, the 230-pound junior, they're getting the stop this time for Pawnee City.
Ball just inside the 37-yard line on the right side hash mark. The Patriots move from our right to left, from south to north here at Foster Field. They bring the play in from the sideline. The quarterback is Elijah Colbert, 175-pound senior. Chandler Page is the big gun, the big threat here offensively, their biggest weapon.
Shotgun.
Shotgun formation. Colbert has the snap, gives it back to Page, runs to the right. Page fighting near the first down. He's got it. Has the football inside the 20. Battles down to about the 18-yard line. And right now, this Pawnee City defense is kind of back on their heels a little bit here, not able to get the stop and try and slow down the runaway train that is the Parkview Christian offense.
They are able to get around the initial defender that time. That got him up the field good for the first down.
Chandler Page, as we mentioned, is a 190-pound senior running tough with that football here tonight. Ball is spotted now at the 17-yard line where it's first down and 15 yards to go at the 17. Colbert, hands under center, I formation. Bayless is the fullback in the top of the I, sets Page. Fake to Page. He wants to throw. Colbert throwing down into the end zone, and the pass falls incomplete, and the flag is going to be thrown. I'm afraid we're going to have a pass interference call on the Indians down here in the end zone.
Got there and just made contact.
Now, wait a minute. Were we out of the end zone? You think about it. Look where they're. Is that the end zone? Yeah, that was in the end zone still. All right.
Well,
the 10 yards confuses me here.
Oh, yeah, I see what they did. Yeah.
It was in the end zone where the flag was thrown. Waiting for the official to come back here and discuss it. He'll turn to the pass interference in the end zone.
Yeah, I agree. It was just a hair early, but it was pass interference.
That stops the clock with 4:07 to go, still in the first half here in Kearney. Our score 16-0, Pawnee City trailing Parkview Christian Patriots. Pawnee City High School's first ever state championship football contest. Indians making history any way you slice it here tonight, playing in this championship.
Looks like first and goal at about,
well, let's see, where
half the distance.
Mark the football here. They're figuring it out. The ball's going to be inside the 10. At about the 9-yard line is where they put it. So first and goal at the 9 for Parkview Christian. They already lead it here 16-0 in this state championship six-man game. Elijah Colbert is the quarterback. He's a senior, weighs 175 pounds, has the backs in the I formation. Bayless is the fullback, Page in the top of the I. Hand the ball to Page. He runs off the left side, fighting down near the goal line, dives to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown.
And he leaned forward right at the end, was able to stretch his arms out and get the football just across the goal line for the score.
I called it 8. They showed 9 yards on the scoreboard over here. So they're going to call it a 9-yard touchdown run. And the ball carried in by Chandler Page.
7 plays on the drive plus the pass interference. And
all right, here's the try for the 2-point kick. Katayama in the kick, waiting for the snap from center. 22-0 our score right now. Long count on this conversion attempt. There's a snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. This one's not going to get there. Conversion fails. The score remains 22-0. Parkview Christian on top with 4:02 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Chart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Chart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Chart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach. Chart Auction Service, the sound that sells. Visit them online at chartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes. Located in Steiner, Chart Auction Service.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap once again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Scoring drive for Parkview took 7 plays, covered 52 yards. It was topped off with a 9-yard touchdown run by Chandler Page. The 2-point conversion kick came up short, and with 4:02 to play here in the first half, second quarter, Parkview Christian has taken a 22-0 lead on the Pawnee City Indians. And, you know, John, it's going to be awfully important in this next 4:02 that the Indians find some offensive success here. They need desperately to put some points on the board before the halftime intermission.
They do, and let's see what we get here for a kickoff this time.
It's cold out there, and it's even colder when you're down 22-0. Waiting for the kick, and here it comes. Another onside kick, going to be picked up by Justin Pierce. He just takes a knee at the 35-yard line. So Pawnee City is going to start this drive with reasonably good field position, John. They start at the 35, their own 35, first and 10. Plenty of time left, 4:01 to go here in the first half, and pretty important that they go down and get some points this trip.
See what they come up with. Defense has been stout against Maloney for the most part. Passing game has not been effective yet for Pawnee.
Justin Pierce has a running back set to his left as Farwell. Andy Maloney sets 5 yards behind him, 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Pitches the ball to Maloney. He starts to his left, got a block. Now he turns it upfield. He'll be dropped after a short gain of 3 yards. Has the football out to the 38-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 yards to go for the Indians.
Toby Foulkes, the leading tackle on the year for Parkview, teams up this time again with Chandler Page to get another stop for the Parkview defense.
Second down, 12 yards to go now for the Indians from their own 38-yard line. Same formation. Pierce is the quarterback. Set behind him is Andy Maloney. Oh, we're going to have movement there. And they actually snapped the ball to Pierce. Maloney was set up to his right this time, and Maloney went just a half a count too soon. That'll cost him 5 yards and put the football back inside the 35-yard line. Near the 33 is where it'll be marked, and now it's going to bring up second down and about 17 yards to go.
That was Kling in the backfield in the eye that time. I wonder. I smell a double pass from a different back there.
What's going to happen there, because Maloney was set up next to the quarterback, Justin Pierce.
And he is again.
All right. Waiting for the snap from center. They snap it back, pitch the ball back, running to his right with it. This is Maloney. No, Klings. They're going to throw the ball. He's got Maloney at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, and he's going to take it for the touchdown. John, you called it. How about that? Right on top of it.
Anthony Kling is the backup quarterback for Pawnee City, and he hit Maloney right on the numbers.
That's going to be a 47-yard touchdown pass, 47 yards on the pass. And that went from Kling to Maloney. The score coming with 3:02 to play here in the first half. And, boy, that's just what the doctor ordered if you're a Pawnee City fan, to come down here and get some points. Now the try for the two-point conversion, waiting for the snap from center. Pierce to hold. Not sure who the kicker is.
18?
Uh-oh, what do we got here? That's going to be Johnson maybe to kick, or Kling. Either 18 or 16.
Johnson, I think it's 18.
Got a flag thrown on the conversion attempt, and procedure penalty is going to back him up 5 yards. Maloli caught that one and Kling threw it, right?
Yes.
Touchdown. All right. Anthony Kling. Now, penalty yardage marched off against the Indians. Suddenly puts the ball out here a little farther. Now it's spotted at the 15-yard line. Suddenly it's a 25-yard field goal for a two-point conversion. Kling to kick. Pierce to hold. The ball is down. The kick is up. It won't get there. It's going to be wide to the left. Conversion fails. But the Indians are on the board. 22-6 our score with 3:02 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Burroughs Track Real Estate, your one stop for land and home sales in Pawnee County. Clay at Burroughs Track is hoping for an Indian win this postseason. They're your local realtors. Make sure to give Clay and the Pawnee City office a call for all your real estate needs, whether buying or selling. Burroughs Track, your leader in real estate in Pawnee County. Visit them online at burroughstract.com. Burroughs Track Real Estate, proud to support student athletes in Pawnee City.
Sunny 101.3.
For another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap, that drive took just two plays to cover 45 yards, a 47-yard touchdown pass, Anthony Kling to Andy Maloli. The two-point conversion failed. Pawnee City's on the board. Our score 22-6 with 3:02 to play in the first half. And the Indians, Joey Martini tees the football up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Is that Ulrich back deep? I believe that's who it was last time. He'll come forward. Here's his kick, a driving end over
23.
Fielded at the 10, forward to the 15, out to the 20, across the 20. The return man is dropped right
Copeland.
Near the 20-yard line. Copeland on the return, and a whole host of Indian defenders in on him. Kling had part of that tackle. Anthony Kling in on the stop.
See, Maloli is down there along with Trejo. Kling as well, a freshman.
So now the Indians need to get a stop here. They have just put points on the board and did so very quickly. 22-6 is your score. There were times last week out at Arthur, it looked like Arthur was trying to take charge of the game too, and the Indians just hung in there and hung in there. All right. With the football, first down and 15 from their own 22-yard line, Parkview Christian. Elijah Colbert is the quarterback. He breaks the huddle and brings him up over the football. Colbert sets the backs in the I formation. Bayless is the fullback. Page dots the I. Hand the ball. No, fake the handoff. Back to pass Colbert. Looking downfield. There's the receiver. Pass falls incomplete. Well defended. Anthony Kling was back there on the coverage. The defender had a shot at it, but both Kling and Pierce were running with him. The intended receiver was Jackson Supancheck.
That was going to be a very tough catch because he had to turn all the way around, but he hit him right in both hands, and he couldn't hang on to it that time backing
in,
up.
Came in on the back shoulder where he wasn't expecting it is what happened. Second down and 15 yards to go. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:49 to play here in the first half. Again, 22-6, Pawnee City trailing. Elijah Colbert this time in a shotgun formation with Page set behind him, Bayless beside him. Pits the ball back to Page. He'll run to the right, has a little running room, now breaks into the open. He's midfield the 40, the 30, the 20, and he'll take it all the way to the house for the touchdown, all the way in for the TD for Parkview Christian, and that's Page, the line of scrimmage. I don't see any flags, do you, John?
Well, no, but I see officials talking to one another.
Yeah, what are they, I don't see a flag, though.
There's
holding.
One.
There it is.
Holding, oh my.
I still don't see the flag, but we'll
I don't. There it is. Clear over there at the about 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Over on 2nd Avenue.
Yep.
I see it now. Yeah. All right. That'll call back an outstanding run by Chandler Page. You know what Page did show us there is what he can do with his speed. Man, when he turned the corner, he was gone. Nobody was going to catch him. And down that right sideline for the touchdown. But the holding call, very opportune thing to happen there for the Pawnee City Indians. Keeps the Indians in this thing. You didn't want them to blow it open just before halftime.
No.
So the penalty yardage puts the football all the way back to the 16-yard line, where it'll bring up second down and 19 yards to go now for the Indians with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first half. Pawnee City trailing the Patriots 22-6. Parkview Christian over the football. Colbert in the shotgun this time. Bayless sets to his left. Page behind him. Pitch to Page. He'll try the right side again. Page has got a little running room. Hunter Johnson was there waiting for him that time, along with Anthony Kling. Johnson hit him low. Kling hit him high, and they stop him after a gain out to the 25, just across the 25, near the 26-yard line. It'll still bring up third down and 11 yards to go for the Patriots. Clock is running. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the first half. 22-6. Parkview Christian leading the Pawnee City Indians. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. John Nixon alongside. Glad to have you with us. Logan Carpenter, I believe, our producer-engineer tonight.
This is a big play here.
Here we go. Third down and 11. Need a stop right here. Colbert calls his starting count. He has a snap. Pitches to Page, running to the right side. Page has got room again down the sideline, and there he goes, folks. He's going to take it clear to the house. That's going to go as a, let's see, the line of scrimmage was the 26, 54 yards.
Okay.
54 yard.
I was scanning for flags again. I didn't see the last one, so I was looking and hoping for another one. We couldn't find one.
So a repeat performance of that breakaway run just a little bit ago by Chandler Page. He came back and says, all right, back me up and we'll do it again. Chandler Page from 54 yards out. Score coming with a minute 42 to play here in the first half. That pushes our score to 28-6. Parkview Christian now getting set to try and kick the conversion here. Katayama, foreign exchange student, into kick. Ball is down. Katayama's kick is up. There's a flag thrown. And I think we're going to see a procedure penalty here. No, wait a minute. They're pointing toward Pawnee City. What could that be on a
offsides?
Yep. Offsides is the call. They'll get another try for it here. A minute 42 to go in the first half. The score is now run to 28-6. Parkview Christian leading your Pawnee City Indians. Don't give up on the kids yet here, folks. The Indians have been known to come battling back. Let's see what they can do. Now we'll have the try once again by Katayama for the two-point conversion. 28-6 the score. Here comes the two-point try on the kick. Long count.
Pawnee City showed blitz up the middle, and the center bobbed his head for procedure.
Yeah, he reacted to it, so they'll get the 5 yards back that they gave up just a moment ago.
Gained 2.5.
Yeah, that's true. Eventually, we're going to get this two-point conversion executed here, one way or the other.
I think we've already executed this one.
Yeah, a couple of times. Penalty yardage marks the football out across, well, where are we now? Out of the 6 or 7?
Well, yeah.
A little bit longer kick.
Should be the 7, so it'll be back. It'll be
ball
put
13,
down.
So it's a 23-yard field goal attempt for the two-point conversion. Katayama waiting to kick this ball. There's the snap. Katayama's kick is on the way. He's got the length once again, and the kick is good. And the score goes 30-6 with a minute 42 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee. Get it at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee for a great cup. And all the teas are sugar-free, packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Teas, they also have smoothies and vitamin water. Sending good luck vibes to the Pawnee City Indians and inviting you to stop by for some freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee or a loaded tea at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field. A minute 42 to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, your friends Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, and Weston Witt. That scoring drive took 4 plays to cover 59 yards, a 45-yard touchdown run by Chandler Page, the 2-point conversion kick by Katayama, and it's 30-6. Parkview Christian leading the Pawnee City Indians on a bitterly cold evening here at Foster Field in Kearney.
Coming up at halftime, we'll have a recap of the first half for you here, Highland Community College. It's close to home and far from dead. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. They'll bring you the halftime report coming up here in just a few minutes.
All right, set to kick the ball away is Katayama. He has it teed up at the 30-yard line, waiting for his kick, back deep to return it. Another off. Well, what are we doing here?
The one right to midfield, and Pawnee grabbed it.
Okay, but the ref back up here, I'm not sure what he was signaling. He caught my eye over here. I thought the ref had a penalty of some kind, but apparently not.
It almost looked like he grabbed for his flag and missed it.
Okay, well, the ball's going to be spotted at midfield at the 40-yard line. That's where Pawnee City will take over. They've still got a minute 42 left with which to work here in the first half.
And three timeouts.
And three timeouts. Let's see what they can do with it. Justin Pierce is your quarterback. Andy Maloli sets behind him. Waiting for the snap. Pierce has the ball. Pitches to Maloli. Maloli runs to the right. Up the middle, he's hit. He'll be dropped out, pushes forward, and fights for a hard 5 yards. Man, now that was actually Kling
carried the ball. Up again.
Yeah, Kling carried the ball, and he didn't want to be tackled. A gain of 5 for Anthony Kling. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10.
Putting Maloli up there ahead of him, Randy, to try to get some more blocking in there.
So the football is now spotted at the 35-yard line. 2nd down and 10 yards to go. Clock is running with a minute 13 to play in the first half. Pawnee City trailing 30-6 here to Parkview Christian. Parkview Christian won the regular season game 43-16 over the Indians. Indians hoping to change that outcome here in the second half, perhaps. 2nd down and 10. Quarterback Justin Pierce. Pierce has the snap. Turns, pitches the ball back to Kling off to the left. Anthony Kling is hit in the backfield, fights forward just to get back to the line of scrimmage, back to the 35-yard line, actually lost a yard out to about the 36, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 11 yards to go.
This is not your fault, but they are messing with you.
What'd they do now?
That was Anthony Kling. Okay, that was Anthony back there before. Okay, but Johnson a couple of times.
Kling wears 60,
yeah.
Johnson wears 18.
And that was 16 that time.
And I got to tell you, these two jerseys, 16
very
and
18, close.
Very, very little difference in the two of them. And my apologies if we didn't get her there.
Timeout.
Timeout taken on the field with 19 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on the Bruce Day College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The Stitching Farm for screen printing and embroidery. Owned by David and Jody Coleman for screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, and more. Proud to support the Pawnee City Indians. Open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on 707th Road in Dubois, Nebraska. The Stitching Farm does screen printing, embroidery, signage, embellished apparel, decals, home decor, and much more. Stop by and check them out or call for a custom order. The Stitching Farm, proud to support this Pawnee City broadcast.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to our live coverage of Pawnee City High School State Championship football. The Pawnee City Indians trailing Parkview Christian 30-6, our score, with about, 16 seconds, I think, left to play here.
I see not what they did, do you?
Yeah, they're running it down on me. Timeout on the field. This might be one of those extended timeouts that we told us about.
One we missed earlier.
Yeah, the one they didn't play back when they said they were supposed to. Well, the Indians have got an uphill climb here ahead of them as just a few seconds left to play here in this first half. We'll find out 19 seconds left to go. They have the football at the 36-yard line of Parkview Christian, facing 3rd down and 11 yards to go. Justin Pierce is your quarterback. We'll see who they set up back there this time. Maloli's going to set to his right. Anthony Kling is the deep man back where Maloli usually sets up. Give the ball to Kling. He wants to throw. Downfield for Maloli. Maloli catches the ball. He's at the 15-yard line, down to the 14. 12 seconds on the clock. Timeout taken Pawnee City. With 12 seconds to go, Pawnee City will have the ball 1st and 15, with the ball just inside the 15-yard line. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finley HVAC of Pawnee City. With 20 years of experience, Finley HVAC is known for fast, friendly, and affordable service. And a simple check of your HVAC system can save you a lot of money and headaches down the road. Finley HVAC is also the only diamond contractor that Mitsubishi split units which are efficient and offer both heating and cooling options. Whether you need a new install, sales, or service, trust Finley HVAC of Pawnee City. Find them on Facebook or call Finley HVAC at 402-852-6331.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Andy Catula, John Nixon, back with you here at Foster Field. Let's set the stage for you. The line of scrimmage is just inside the 15-yard line. Just inside the 15, it's first and goal, Pawnee City. They come over the football. 12 seconds left to play here in the first half. The Indians trailing 30-6. John, they put 90 seconds up there. The officials aren't aware that the clock is still running for the timeout. Look at this.
Well,
hey, they can't do
now
that.
Now he is. He looked at it.
You can't do that, guys. Now we'll get it stopped. But they, for some reason, they put 90 seconds up on the clock at the for the timeout, and it was still winding down, and the officials were ready to snap the ball. Now they get it set. 12 seconds to go. First and goal at the 14-yard line. Justin Pierce calling his count. Pierce has the football. Pitches it back. Kling wants to throw. Looking down into the end zone. Looking for Farwell, and the pass is batted away and falls incomplete. No flag thrown. A lot of contact down there. Farwell went down hard. And you know when it's that cold out there, that ground has got to be hard.
Yes. Chandler Page was there defensively.
Who threw the ball, Randy? Was it Kling?
That was Kling that threw it.
And the incompletion stops. The clock was 6 seconds to go in the first half. Now Pawnee City's going to use another timeout and talk it over. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Brady Johnson at Beck's Hybrids of Pawnee City, proud to support this local broadcast. When it's time to purchase seed for corn, soybean, alfalfa, or cover crops, call Brady Johnson of Beck's Hybrids at 402-852-6768. Beck's Hybrids, founded in faith, forged in America. For all your corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cover crops, contact Brady Johnson at Beck's Hybrids in Pawnee City, 402-852-6768.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the campus of the University of Nebraska, Kearney. 6 seconds left to go in the first half. Your Pawnee City Indians are trailing Parkview Christian 30-6. The Indians trying to fight their way back into this thing. They're facing second down and goal with the football just inside the 15-yard line of Parkview. Time for one more crack at it. Last couple of plays here, Pierce has pitched the ball back to Anthony Kling, and he's tried to throw it downfield either to Farwell or Maloli. Second down and goal.
Wait a minute, don't get too excited yet.
Okay.
Clock has really stopped it. Okay.
Yeah, the same thing as we had last time. The clock wasn't ready. Now we got a flag thrown.
Somebody had to line up offsides.
I see what they're going to say here. Procedure penalty on the Indians. Now, things are a little bit disjointed out here right now for a state championship contest with the time, the clock, and getting it reset. We do have 6 seconds to go. 5-yard penalty puts the football somewhere.
Second and goal at the 19.
19. That's where we're at now, the 19-yard line. Second down and goal, 6 seconds to go.
No timeouts left for Pawnee City.
Pierce is your quarterback. Maloli sets to his right. Anthony Kling behind him. There's the snap. Back to pass this time is going to be Pierce. He rolls right, pressure coming. Pierce gets rid of the football into the end zone. Pass is going to be intercepted down the left sideline with the football and taken out of bounds out near the 20-yard line, making the interception there for Parkview Christian, Brayden Ulrich. And that'll be the end of your first half. At the half, the Parkview Christian Patriots leading your Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score, Parkview 30 and Pawnee City 6. Stay with us. We'll be back with the Highland Community College Halftime Show. That's coming up after this two-minute break. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Our family serving your family for 5 generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for 5 generations. Member FDIC.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at the University of Nebraska in Kearney. I'm Randy Gatula along with John Nixon. It's time now for our halftime show being presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at the scoring and how it went in the first half of this football game. The Parkview Christian Patriots got on the board first with 4:48 to play in the first quarter, a two-yard touchdown run by Brayton Bayless. That capped an 11-play, 63-yard drive. Katayama kicked the two-point conversion, and Parkview Christian went up 8-0. With 9:54 to play in the second period, an 8-yard touchdown pass, Elijah Colbert to Brayton Ulrich, made it 16-0 with Katayama's kick. That capped an 8-play, 55-yard drive. At the 4:02 mark of the second quarter, a 9-yard touchdown run by Chandler Page. That topped off a 7-play, 52-yard drive. This time the conversion attempt failed, and it was 22-0, Parkview Christian on top. Pawnee City got on the board with 3:02 to go in the second period, first half. A 47-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Kling to Andy Maloli. That was just a two-play, 45-yard drive. The Indians struck quickly. Conversion failed, and the score was 22-6. Parkview Christian on top. Then with just a minute 42 to play in the first half, a 45-yard touchdown run by Chandler Page, his second rushing touchdown of the evening, topped a four-play, 59-yard drive. Katayama's kick made it 30-6, and that's where we stand at halftime. The Pawnee City Indians trailing the Parkview Christian Patriots 30-6 here at Foster Field. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout, and then John Nixon will have some first-half stats for you. That's coming up. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report on Sunny 101.3.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small-town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Brady Johnson at Bex Hybrids of Pawnee City, proud to support this local broadcast. When it's time to purchase seed for corn, soybean, alfalfa, or cover crops, call Brady Johnson of Bex Hybrids at 402-852-6768. Bex Hybrids, founded in faith, forged in America. For all your corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cover crops, contact Brady Johnson at Bex Hybrids in Pawnee City, 402-852-6768.
Remind you that you're in tune with Sunny 101.3 KLZA FM in Fall City. Welcome back once again to Foster Field. It's halftime, and our Highland Community College halftime show continues with a look at some first half stats. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half, obviously 30-6, the lead going to Parkview's Patriots. Numbers in the first half for Parkview. Not surprisingly, one side away the score is, but their leading rusher is Paige Chandler. Randy, 22 carries. That didn't surprise me. I looked at the yardage gain as I ended up. That did surprise me a little bit. 210 yards in the first half. That's a bunch of yards and a half.
Wow.
A couple of touchdowns with a long one. Well, 54. You might have been right. I might have gave you the wrong number there a little bit ago. But he's averaging 9.5 yards a carry. Their other leading back, Braden Bayless, with four rushes for 19 yards in the game. Passing, they're just 1 for 3 for 12 yards, a touchdown on that pass. That was caught by Braden Ulrich. They have not punted. There have been no punt returns. Tackles for the Patriots led by Paige Chandler with 4 and Rohrbaugh with 4. For Pawnee City in the first half, and this is going to tell you why, it's 30-6. Rushing Pawnee City, Andy Maloney, 4 carries, 30 yards in the first half, averaging 7.5 a carry. Anthony Kling, 3 carries, 7 yards. And Justin Pierce, 1 carry. That was a sack, a loss of 9 yards. Pierce is 1 of 4 pass with an interception for 2 yards. Anthony Kling, 2 of 3 for 69 yards, 1 touchdown. Maloney caught 2 passes for 69 yards and a score. And Hunter Johnson, 1 catch for 2 yards. Pawnee City punted once for 37 yards in the ballgame. Jet Farwell leads Pawnee City on the defensive side with a dozen tackles already. We have 8 for Anthony Kling, 7 for Hunter Johnson, and 7 more for Andy Maloney for the Pawnee City Indians. And frankly, just way more plays offensively for Parkview Christian then for Pawnee City has been a problem. They have controlled the game on the ground, and they have controlled the time of possession as well. 13-15 to just 6:45 for Pawnee City.
And those are your halftime stats presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. John, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, and then I'm going to have a little Pawnee County history lesson for our Pawnee County listeners with lots of connections to Cope Stadium. We'll share that with you in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Keep you and your family safe when holiday shopping this year by following these simple safety tips. Shop during the day. If you must shop at night, do not do it alone and avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Be sure to dress comfortable and don't overload yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility when walking, especially in icy conditions.
Holiday shopping safety tips brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Ron and Carol Cope Stadium here in Kearney, and now we have an interesting couple of facts for our friends in Pawnee County, Nebraska. By now you know that we are at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. What you may not know is the connections that this stadium has to Pawnee County. Ron and Carol Cope were Pawnee County natives. They grew up in the Burchard area. Carol attended St. Anthony's High School in Steiner. And then she graduated from Burchard High School in 1926. Ron graduated in 1928. They attended Peru State College in the 20s and 30s. That's right, folks. They were Bobcats. They were married at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. They taught school for a while and then got into the shoe store business here in Kearney, operating four shoe stores. And things went well for them, to say the least. They are known for their philanthropy here in the Kearney area, hence this stadium is named after Ron and Carol Cope. Their foundation director estimates that the Cope Foundation has donated between $15 and $20 million to various entities all around the Kearney area as a result of the success they had with their shoe stores. Carol Cope passed away on her 103rd birthday, just a few hours after her birthday party, on when she turned 103, and she and her husband established the foundation, which continues to this day, helping various people around the Kearney area. So Ron and Carol Cope Stadium, Pawnee County natives, did well in the shoe business, having donated nearly $20 million. John, we should have sold shoes for a living.
Yeah, could have done that.
My thanks to Kent Probst, my former broadcasting buddy on the Bobcat Football Network. He was the one that called my attention to the fact that the Copes were Pawnee County natives, and more importantly, they were Peru State College graduates. And we can all be, Southeast Nebraska can be proud of the Copes and what they did once they got out here to Kearney for the Central Nebraska area. It's halftime here at Foster Field, Carol, Ron and Carol Cope Stadium, 30-6, our halftime score. The Patriots leading the Pawnee City Indians. We'll step aside for one more 60-second timeout, and we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field here in Kearney. John, we're wrapping up our season of high school football coverage tonight, our final broadcast for football of the year. Basketball not that far away. What, the last week, I believe, beginning November 28th, we're going to be stretching the microphone cords over to Mound City for the Mound City Tournament.
Mound's the Invitational, year number 900, something like that, I think. Not quite that many, but we'll get over there and get started. We're still waiting on all the brackets to find out who's going to be playing when, but I know Mound City, Rockport, South Holt, East Atchison will all be there.
After we get that tournament underway in Mound City, our first Nebraska basketball broadcast will come up on Friday night, December 2nd. I'll be traveling up to Sterling, the Sacred Heart Irish, taking on the Sterling Jets. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader Friday night, December 2nd, as tournament action continues Friday and Saturday in Mound City. And then we've got basketball coming up Tuesday the 6th. I'll have Johnson Brock playing at Palmyra. So lots of basketball getting underway just not very far from now. We didn't get much of a layoff between football and basketball again this year.
A lot longer than we have sometimes.
Yeah. The way these temperatures have been here, I'm ready to move inside and play basketball. It's a cold one tonight here in Kearney. And it's no secret the Pawnee City Indians have got an uphill battle ahead of them here. They're trailing 30-6 at halftime in this six-man state championship. But, you know, you mentioned during the pregame there, regardless of how this game ends tonight, this has been one heck of a successful season for the Pawnee City Indians. They came in here tonight 9-2, Parkview Christian at 10-1, and it's fun to watch. These Indians have been a good time to watch this year. We're ready for third quarter action. Parkview Christian will kick it away to the Pawnee City Indians, and here to describe your third quarter, a play-by-play, Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It will be Lucas Cadiola to kick it off. It's been onside kick so far, and another one. Pawnee City falls on. The ball doesn't go 10 yards, and jumping on top of it for the Indians, Atreyu Kling.
Atreyu Kling, just a freshman, 150-pounder, and he's been mixing it up in there quite a bit defensively, playing that left defensive end. So the Indians are going to start with the ball first and 10 at the 39-yard line, trailing 30-6, and they're going to have to score quick and score often here.
Yes, they are. Interesting, at halftime, Pawnee City went in the locker room. Parkview Christian stayed out here on the field in the cold. See how that works out for both teams here. Ready to go, snap it back, toss the ball back. Maloney runs to the right side, runs into a big bunch of defenders, and he's knocked down after a gain of maybe a yard.
And there to make the stop for Parkview Christian, coming up with the tackle is Toby Folks, 140-pound junior. John, I'm impressed with the way this Parkview Christian defense kind of bends but doesn't break here. Compared to the previous teams that weren't able to stop Maloney, Parkview Christian seems to have an answer, and they get him dropped after just a gain or a yard or two.
Pawnee City with just 29 yards rushing in the game at this point. They've done a good job of bottling up Maloney. Now this time they will go with Maloney to the left of the quarterback, Pierce. Snap back, Pierce will toss the ball back there to Hunter Johnson, I believe.
Kling.
Is that Kling, 16 or 18?
I think it was Kling.
Yes, it is. And you can tell he gets up, so Anthony Kling carries the ball left side. Oh, don't move the...
I'm cheating, John, with my
pick. The guy carrying the down marker went back to get the loose football. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, I'm cheating here with my brand-new binoculars. I know that was clean, see?
The ball will go down to the 30-yard line now. It'll bring up a third down and 6. So now we go again, 3 backs, toss it back. And again, Kling running left, running right, tries to cut back into the middle. And I'll tell you what, Parkview has got that cutback run definitely shut down.
Oh, the defensive pursuit has just been outstanding. Toby Folks there again saw that one coming and snuck in there and got the tackle.
Gain of 1, bring up 4th down and 7. And Pawnee City almost forced into going for it here, down by 24 points. That's just 3 scores, but they have not been able to stop Parkview's offense.
Yeah, they desperately need a first down here.
Parkview's big offensive line has been plowing the way for their backs tonight, giving them plenty of room. And now timeout, Pawnee City. Something didn't look right to Coach Scott Brumbaugh. Timeout, Pawnee City. We'll return to Kearney after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Breakdowns are never convenient, but with help from H&H Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer in Pawnee City, you'll be back on the road in no time. Get parts for cars, trucks, or farm and construction equipment. NAPA Parts will get the job done right. Stop in to H&H Auto Parts at 612 7th Street for great service and the best quality that you can always trust. Two names that will never let you down, NAPA and H&H Auto Parts in Pawnee City. Keep your ride on the road and running smooth.
Sunny 101.3.
In the field here with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 30-6, Parkview Christian leading Pawnee City. John, looking across the way, I want to just give a tip of the hat here to the more than 200 fans from Pawnee City who made the trip to Kearney tonight. They're sitting over there freezing their, you know, off. It's cold across the way. The wind's coming up, but they're here. They're cheering on. They're trying to fire up the Indians, and the Indians should be very proud of the support they're receiving tonight from their fans.
Here's the setback. Pierce, Kling got away, throws it underneath, and there's nobody home, intended for Jet Farwell, who was well covered on the fourth down play.
Now, Kling had all kinds of pressure on him in there, giving chase defensively with Jackson Supencheck. Supencheck's a big kid coming in there chasing after you, and he lucky to get rid of the ball. The Indians turn it over on downs. Now they need to stop.
Randy, I mentioned to you before the ball game how well I thought that Justin Pierce was moving. I'm wondering if that's not an issue because Kling is throwing most of the passes.
Yeah, Pierce suffered a pretty good ankle sprain last week out at Arthur. He was heavily taped when he finished that game.
He may not be able to push off to throw the ball very well. That might be part of the issue. Here's a toss back for Parkview and running get into the defensive backfield again. Chandler Page, and he'll be across close to midfield, across the 35 and out to the 38-yard line.
Hunter Johnson there to make the tackle that time for the Indians. There at the 38, Johnson on the stop. He's a 170-pound senior. A lot of seniors playing their final game tonight for the Pawnee City Indians in a Indian football uniform. They'll probably be ready to move in where it's warm and play basketball just like I am.
Yes.
What a run it's been for the Indians, though.
Won six in a row coming into this one. Now the quarterback, Colbert, under center. Fullback offset to the left. He'll be the lead blocker. And breaking the initial tackle, once again, Page into Pawnee City territory at the 36-yard line, a gain of about six.
Jet Farwell with a nice open field tackle over here to bring him down. Farwell just had to break down and get him around the ankles to drop him.
They give him seven on the play with a down marker over there.
Justin Pierce playing through some pain with that sprained ankle out there, I'm sure. Fine young man. He was out to my farm a few times fishing this summer. Got to know Justin a little bit. It's fun being neighbors with all these kids.
Line him up in the eye, third down and one. And the give to the tailback and just power his way past the first down marker and into and through a defender again is Chandler Page for the first down.
Johnson and Farwell, the first men to get to him, and then Andy Maloli came up and assisted on the tackle, but it took three Indians to get him off his feet.
That will be a gain of four on the play and another first down for Parkview. Methodical, taking their time in the huddle. High set. Looks like a traditional set with three offensive linemen. Quarterback drops the pass, looks, throws against the grain of the left into double coverage. Oh, it's tipped by Pawnee City defenders, and it goes up in the air. It's caught, and a touchdown for Braden Ulrich.
That's going to be a 31-yarder. What a tough break there for Pawnee City. 31 yards, John, on the touchdown pass.
That will just make you think it's not your night.
Yeah.
Holy cow, double coverage, jump ball situation. Pawnee couldn't catch it. The ball went straight up, and Ulrich caught it and headed into the end zone for the 6 points. Now the try for the two-point conversion coming up here. In to kick it once again, Lucas Katayama. Here's the snap. High snap, but they get it down, and it's blocked. Coming through there to block it for Pawnee City, Atreyu Kling. 36-6, the lead now to Parkview. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, that scoring drive for Parkview Christian, John only took four plays to cover 50 yards, a 31-yard touchdown pass, Elijah Colbert to Braden Yorick. The conversion failed, and with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Parkview Christian has pushed their lead out now 36-6, leading Pawnee City. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
You hear about back-breaking plays. That was a heartbreaking play there for Pawnee City. Here is the approach for the kick. It's going to roll up the field past one man, picked up by a Pawnee City player at the 35, and it'll be back to about the 37-yard line, getting up there with the football for the Indians, Trey Ukling.
Well, it's obvious that Parkview Christian does not want to give the Indians a chance to return a kickoff here. They're just kicking these little onside squib kicks every time on their kickoffs, making the up men come up and cover the football.
Have you seen a lot of that in the playoff games they're doing?
Yeah. They'd rather give up the field position on a short kick than give them a chance at a big return.
All right, Pawnee City football at their own 36. First down and 15, toss it back. Maloli running left, gets outside, keeps on going. Good run across midfield into Patriot territory at their 38-yard line. It'll be a gain of about six on the play.
That's a little bit more the old Andy Maloli we've been watching all season. He ran pretty tough that time. Finally getting over there to make the tackle was Jackson Supancheck. Supancheck brought him down, but not before he got six.
Split two men. One in the slot, one wide right, another man near the center. Toss it back to Maloli, looking for a hole. Looks outside, darts back inside. He'll be forward for about two, and there's six defenders on the field, and five of them are on the tackle.
Supancheck there on the stop. Also, Alexander Rohrbaugh in on the tackle that time. I'm so impressed with the job that this Parkview Christian defense is doing, able to make the open field tackles here and keep Maloli contained for the most part.
Well, they only give up 16.8 points per game. I looked at that number, I went, wow, that's pretty impressive.
In six-man football. Yeah, in six-man football, that's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, one guy makes one wrong step, and it's a touchdown for the other team. Here we come over the ball, near right side hash mark. Justin Pierce calling the snap count on third down and seven. Snaps it inside, handoff to Farwell. Jett gets it for one of the few times tonight. He tries to cut back up into the middle, and he'll be forward for about 4 yards, bringing up fourth and a significant distance again.
Anthony Page, the right defensive end, 200-pound junior, was waiting there when Farwell tried to turn it back inside. Just no place to go. Page was there to make the tackle.
Fourth down and four. The clock says we'll go with him. Pawnee City needs to get this. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, down by 30. Pierce inside, little pitch to Farwell. He got free, got the first down. He's inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. A gain of eight, a little inside shovel pass.
Farwell running tough there. Braden Ulrich came up and got the tackle for Parkview Christian. Ulrich on the stop.
5 yard pickup on the play for Pawnee City. The Indians have thrown for 76 yards in the contest. Now they're on the right hash mark, near side, going left to right. Toss it back to Maloli, and he runs into a defender. Got away from him. He's loose. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Pawnee City from 25 yards away.
25-yard touchdown run. Andy Maloli, I don't see any flags out there anywhere. It should stand.
No, I didn't see anyone at the room before.
Yeah.
But that happens. Pawnee City got what they needed, a quick drive and a score to make it 36-12. And now the two-point try coming for the Indians. Five play, 48-yard drive for Pawnee City. Need to make these. Oh, we got a defender that moved and then an offensive lineman that moved and reacted. So let's see what the gentleman in the striped shirt feel about this one. Procedure, Pawnee City. Didn't that happen on their last point after
yes, it
try?
Did. Yes, it did. Same thing.
But the defender definitely moved before the procedure.
John, I was just looking down there through the binoculars.
That referee looks cold.
Well, the wind chill at halftime was 5. It had dropped, and the wind is picking up out of the southwest. All right, now we'll try the extra point kick again. Ball will be spotted down now at the 15. It's a 25-yard attempt. Kick is blocked. Oh, man, somebody got through there in a big hurry.
Alexander Rohrball got the block.
It's blocked, 36-12. Our score, Parkview with the lead, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glenn's True Value, on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Spring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That Pawnee City drive took 5 plays to cover 48 yards, a 25-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli. The try for the 2-point conversion kick was blocked, and the score goes 36-12 with 3:31 to play in the third quarter. Again, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. John, I heard the Glenn's True Value ad run just now. Our friend R.J. Hickey, we want to give him a shout-out tonight. Always helps us out by sharing scores with us here, keeping us tabs on the Pawnee City teams as they go through the season. Our thanks to R.J. for that help.
Clean, ready to boot it away. And it's a short bouncer and a flag. Offside's going to be called against Pawnee City. I'm not disparaging the photographers of this game because we have a friendly one with us, but a majority of them have come inside.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
It could be that the cameras are froze.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. I wouldn't want to have been out there for nothing tonight.
You know, I talked about how cold that referee looked a minute ago. We want to take a minute here, too, to acknowledge the officials. I'll tell you what, throughout this football season, there's been a big official shortage. A lot of these crews work 2 games, a Friday afternoon and a Friday night, or a Thursday evening and a Friday evening. And, you know, they can be home warm watching TV right now also, and they're out on the field. And without them, none of this high school competition could happen.
Exactly. From the 25, the kick away, and it's going to be picked up at about the 17-yard line. Bringing the ball back up the field is going to be Copeland, I believe that is, and he's going to be out across the 30. The 35 still pushing forward with help from his friends, and he gets all the way back out near midfield.
Well, Kling was there to lead the tackle. Also, both Klings are in on there, the Treu Kling and Anthony Kling. You mentioned all the photographers that are cold and moving inside here. We don't like to mention any names.
No.
Luke Nichols from the Beatrice Sun, but good to have you in here with us, buddy.
Smart. Good move.
Some of you are smart enough to come indoors, right?
Yeah, our friend Luke is here from the Beatrice Sun covering the ball game. Always good to see our fellow members of the media, both broadcast and print media, showing up out here for this state championship game. Here come the Patriots over the ball. 3:19 to go in this first or in this third quarter. 36-12. Parkview with the lead. Give the ball to the fullback. That is going to be carrying the football right up the middle. Will be Braden Bayless. And Bayless on that old trap play. Straight ahead for a good gain into Pawnee City territory at the Indians' 33-yard line.
It was Jet Farwell on the tackle that time, down around the shoestrings. Farwell tripped him up and got him off his feet.
Jet had 12 tackles right in that first half.
What a neat name for a running back, Jet Farwell. That he was born, they said, and he shall run fast, and we shall call him Jet.
Perhaps he'll be a pilot someday.
He's only a sophomore. He's got a couple of years of high school football to play here yet.
Second down now and 7 to go. Gain of 8 on that play. Line them up in the eye. The Patriots have the football. They'll turn this time. They go back to Old Reliable, and he breaks free to the outside. He's at the 10, and he is dragging defenders, and short of the goal line will be Chandler Page. It'll be first and goal at about the 3.
Well, over there finally getting the tackle was Hunter Johnson. Jet Farwell had a piece of him and got carried along on a ride for 5 or 6 yards before they finally got him out of bounds.
Well, Jet's having a big defensive game. Unfortunately, Jet is giving up a lot of size in that situation. Quarterback comes over and gets the play from Coach P.J. Buck for Lincoln Christian. First and goal, they'll spot the ball at the 6-yard line. 5-yard line, where are they at?
Six.
Eyes set. Once again, hand off to the tailback, and second effort will get Chandler Page to within a yard of the first down.
Well, it looked for all the world as though they had him tackled at about the 4, and he somehow twisted out of the arms of 3 or 4 tacklers and got her down to the 1.
So it will be a second and goal from the 1 now.
2 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Ready to come over the ball after the huddle here.
Colbert had to come all the way over and get the play.
It's getting farther to get down toward that end zone. It's a long ways over here.
That is.
First and goal, second and goal at the 1-yard line. The running back stands back at the 9-yard line.
He got that off with 1 second.
Snap. Now they're going to do a little jump pass, and for a touchdown, if you have ever seen Henry from the Titans in pro football, that's just what they did right there. They run the running back straight forward, and Bayless makes the catch on the jump pass by the running back.
Well executed. Everybody was looking for that run up the middle, and they just stopped for a minute and threw the little tip pass over the top. Braden Bayless was there to haul it in the end zone. Score coming with a minute 33 to play here in the third quarter, and now Parkview Christian starting to blow this thing open.
Caddy Alma, the kicker. Foreign exchange here from Brazil. Randy, does it get this cold in Brazil?
Not this time of the year. They're having summer.
Here is the kick. It's up. It's good. And now our score, Parkview Christian 44 make it, and Pawnee City 12. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. For the Patriots that time, a 4-play, 41-yard drive topped off with a 1-yard jump pass from Colbert to Brandon Bayless. Katayama kicked the 2-point conversion, pushes our score out now to 44-12. Parkview Christian in command with a minute 33 left to play in the third quarter. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
We come up here ready for the kick. How far do you think this one will go? From the 30-yard line, it rolls forward, it bounces up, and Pawnee City falls on it at the 38-yard line.
Justin Pierce there to dive on the football. The Indians have been getting good field position out of these kickoffs, just not able to generate a whole lot of offense once they do get possession of the football. I want to mention once again our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. Our thanks to you for your support of Pawnee City Indians State Championship football.
Ready to go. First down and 15 from the 37-yard line, they'll call it. Toss it back to Maloney. Starts right, goes back into the middle, straight ahead, power running his way across midfield into Patriot territory at their 38-yard line. Gain, call it the 37-yard line, a gain of 6.
Toby Foulkes there to make the tackle for the Patriots. All 140 pounds of him. Toby Foulkes, a junior.
I believe he is our leading tackler on the season, too. He had a bunch of them.
Big defender.
Two receivers out wide, a slot man on that same right side. That's the short side of the field.
Only 13 yards off the line.
Pierce back to pass, under pressure, throws it, tipped, and it falls incomplete, bringing up third down and about 10.
He was looking for Jet Farwell in the flat out there on the left. The big lineman came in, got a hand up. I believe that was Supincheck that got his hand up there and batted that ball down, John.
It'll bring up, as we said, third down and 10, just 56 seconds to go in this third quarter. Ready. Two backs in the backfield. toss it back, Maloli, looking left, tries to work the middle, and again, this is really, really good defense by Parker. He lost a yard on the play. Chandler Page came up and got the tackle that time. Mostly we hear about Chandler Page on offense, but he came up, made a good open field stop. Again, Pawnee City with no other chance other than they have to go on down by 32 points here with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Split man wide to the left, split man wide to the right. Center all by himself, the defender on either side of him. Here they come. He picks up one, the back picks up one, a throw for Farwell. Up in the air, makes the catch, gets away from one defender and into the end zone. Touchdown coming from 39 yards away for Jet Farwell.
Oh, that was a well-executed pass. Actually, the ball was just a little bit underthrown. Farwell had to come back and to the ball, and that enabled him to get away from the coverage. A 39-yard completion.
Nice play. Got back there. Got some single coverage that time. That helps a little bit. And now another try for a two-point kick here with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Maybe. Everybody up on the line for Parkview. There's a snap. It's a high snap. Pawnee gets going to be a throw. They get a man wide open and going into the end zone over there on the far side, I believe.
Farwell.
That's what I thought. Farwell made the catch. And that will make it 44-19. That's good for 1 point. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glenn's True Value, on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, just as they have throughout this entire season, this scoring drive recap is being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A four-play, 42-yard drive for the Pawnee City Indians. 39-yard touchdown pass by Justin Pierce to Jet Farwell. Took it in for the touchdown. The pass was complete to Farwell for the one-point conversion. Score goes 44-19 with 10 seconds to play in the third period. John?
Ready for the kickoff for Pawnee City, and it's an onside kick. Took a little silly hop, but it was recovered by Parkview Christian Patriots.
And now Parkview Christian is going to start with an outstanding field position. They'll go first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Don't go away. Stranger things have happened, John. You followed the Indians all season. Don't go away for this last 10 minutes. You want to stay with them.
It's going to be Parkview ball, their own 39.
The thing about six-man football is scoring can come so quickly. A 20-point lead, that can dissolve very quickly.
It certainly can. High set. Inside hand off to the fullback again. Carrying the ball forward and breaking tackles. Breathing Bayless. And Bayless will fight his way inside the 35 down to the Pawnee City 33-yard line.
Justin Pierce made the tackle. That'll be the end of the third quarter. We'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
Chart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Chart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Chart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach. Chart Auction Service, the sounds that sells. Visit them online at chartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes. Located in Steiner, Chart Auction Service.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Minutes up on the clock, 44-19, Parkview with the lead, and with our fourth and final quarter of this season, here's Randy Gatula.
All right, they come over the football, take the snap, give off to Page, the eye back. Page fights his way forward down to about the 30-yard line. He'll get a gain of 2 on the carry.
That's one of the better plays of the night defensively against Page.
Well, they got him stopped there at the 30. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 yards to go. The ball on the left side hash mark as Parkview Christian goes from our left to right, from north to south. Bitter wind out there, cold temperatures, just a very, very cool evening for high school football here in Kearney.
Or anything else you're doing outside.
It's just flat out cold out there.
It's just cold.
Describe it. Almost feel guilty sitting here in our warm press box, but
I'll get over it.
3rd down and 12 at the 30-yard line. Colbert takes a snap, pitches back to Page. He'll run to the right. Page hit in the backfield and then got away from the would-be tackler. Fights his way forward, dragging tacklers. He wants the 1st down, and you know what? He may have gotten it.
Literally got hit hard in the back. And then Maloli got him around the leg, and he drug Maloli along the ground.
They may have to bring the chains in here. I'm not sure. The official taking a look at this. They've spotted the football out at the 26-yard line, and it's going to be very, very close. They're eyeballing it and can't seem to determine. They're trying to decide whether they want to bring the chains in. Still having it. Now, what's the referees over here having quite a discussion?
Well, I think perhaps it's getting a little intense.
Okay.
For what, a couple things I just saw.
Okay. Well, he's having quite a discussion with the Parkview Christian huddle. And it is, well, yeah, it's going to be a 1st down. Now they'll move the chains. What held things up there was the official was over holding behavioral class 101 over here, I think.
I think you're correct.
All right, football is spotted just outside the 25-yard line on the right side hash mark. 1st and 15 yards to go for Parkview Christian. Calling the count, Colbert turns, a little inside handoff goes to Bayless. That went nowhere. They spelled that one out. Andy Maloli was waiting there for Bayless, wrapped him up immediately after a gain of only a yard.
Maloli's a good football player, offense, defense. He's been pretty well shut down on offense tonight, but he is a really fine athlete for Pawnee City.
New line of scrimmage is at the 25-yard line, again on the right side hash mark. They move from left to right, north to south. Clock down to 8 minutes, 35 seconds to go in this six-man state championship football game. First time ever to reach the state championship for Pawnee City High School. On 2nd down and 14 yards to go from the 25, Colbert sets in a shotgun formation, Bayless to his left. Collides with Page. Now he wants to throw the football down the left sideline. Has a receiver, and the pass falls incomplete off the fingertips of his intended receiver down inside the 5-yard line. He was looking down there for Alexander Rohrbaum.
He was open enough, just couldn't quite get the ball where he needed it to be.
That'll bring the football back to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and 14 yards to go for the Patriots. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the 4th quarter. My name is Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play alongside John Nixon. John, those rare occasions that you and I get to work together during football season anymore here, we're with the two stations.
Started and ended this year together.
That's right. We worked together at Pawnee City. The Indians were our first broadcast of this season and our final. Here we go. 3rd down, 14 yards to go. Now the official says timeout's going to be taken by Parkview Christian. Patriots take timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Burroughs Track Real Estate, your one stop for land and home sales in Pawnee County. Clay at Burroughs Track is hoping for an Indian win this postseason. They're your local realtors. Make sure to give Clay and the Pawnee City office a call for all your real estate needs, whether buying or selling. Burroughs Track, your leader in real estate in Pawnee County. Visit them online at burroughstract.com. Burroughs Track Real Estate, proud to support student athletes in Pawnee City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field in Kearney, Nebraska, UNK, University of Nebraska, Kearney's campus. Beautiful facility here at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. We're high above the midfield stripe in a heated booth, all enclosed. They cleaned all the windows for us, so we didn't have to open them.
You know, Parkview didn't go in at halftime. I just now looked at her and see all her players on the sideline. They don't have any coats.
I know.
I did not realize that.
Here we go. Third down and 14 from the 25-yard line. Colbert. No, they tried to snap it, and then we had movement.
Got to be procedure, doesn't there?
Yeah, procedure penalty. There was movement on the right side of the line here for Parkview Christian. That'll back them up 5 yards and should put the football back out near the 30-yard line now.
We should make it third and 19.
I'm kind of proud of myself, John. We're looking at these great big painted numbers on the UNK field, and for the most part, we've kept that straight tonight.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we're out at the 30. I shouldn't have jinxed myself there, but it'll be third down, 13 yards to go from the 30-yard line of Pawnee City with 8 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the ballgame. 44 to 19, Parkview Christian with the lead. Waiting for his snap is Colbert. He has it, pitches to Page. Page goes up the middle, and he's going to be dragged down and stopped for a short gain. That was a nice defensive effort by Pawnee City.
He tried to hurdle Maloli. Maloli was down about knee-high and grabbed it around the ankles, and no, not this time.
Andy Maloli is a 190-pound senior. He's not a little guy, and you're not going to do that to him very much here. Going to bring up fourth down now and 16 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 27-yard line of Pawnee City. Let's see if the Indians can get the fourth down stop. They got 5 or 6 of those last week out at Arthur. They just kept stopping Arthur on fourth down tries. Let's see if they can get her done here. Fourth and 16. Colbert under center. Fakes a handoff. Rolls right. Dumps it out to the left. Got a receiver. Pass is caught. It's complete out on the left side to Braden Bayless. And Bayless is going to be stopped short of first down yardage inside the 20.
Well, if they had got that pass another yard longer, he probably would have scored.
Yeah, he had to stop and come back to catch it if he's able to catch that thing in stride. So the Indians have held on downs. Pawnee City will take over the football. You know, John, again, regardless of how the final score turns out tonight here, these kids are going to take away memories of this season that are going to last a lifetime. They came in here 9-2, getting to play on the big stage at UNK and Kearney. Here we go. First and 10, Pawnee City. Quarterback is Justin Pierce, calling his cadence. Pierce has the snap, comes to his left, pitches it back to Maloli. Maloli wants to turn the corner, fights his way out, gets a gain of a yard or two. That's about all, out near the 20-yard line.
Getting it done on the defensive side this time is Chandler Page. He got up there and got Maloli stopped after a short gain.
Boy, over and over, John, I'm just so impressed with this Parkview defense. We've seen a few six-man games this year, and Parkview just has an answer here for anything Pawnee City tries to throw at him offensively. Gain of 2 on the play brings up second down, 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 20-yard line. The ball is on the left hash mark. Maloli is 13 yards off the line of scrimmage behind Pierce. Waiting for a snap is Pierce, pitches to Maloli. They're going to try running to the right this time. Andy Maloli is going to be dragged down again after a gain of about 5. He's got the ball out across the 25-yard line. We've got a flag on the play, John.
Good closing speed by the defense out there tonight for Parkview. They've done a great job getting everything stopped and into the center. Anthony Page makes the tackle that time. He's a 200-pound junior.
Holding is the call against Pawnee City. That was the penalty flag. So what was a pretty nice little gain there is going to be negated by the holding call. And the penalty yardage is going to mark the football all the way back down to the 11-yard line, where it's going to bring up second down and about 15 yards to go now from the 11. That's where they mark it. Maloli, believe it or not, is 2 yards deep in the end zone, and the line of scrimmage is at the 11. Andy Maloli just gets such a long-distance start on some of these runs way back behind the line of scrimmage. Pierce has it, wants to throw the football down the left sideline, looking down here for a cling, and the pass falls incomplete. Coverage all around, lots of contact, but no flag thrown, and it'll be ruled an incompletion and bring the football back to the 11-yard line.
Braden Ulrich had the coverage. He was ahead of Kling, and he just kind of slowed down the pace, and Kling ran into the back. He couldn't get to the ball, so played very well that time by the defender.
That'll bring up third down and 18 yards to go for the Pawnee City Indians with the football at the 11-yard line. I'm not sure how they get 18 out of that. It's more like third and 15 or 16.
Third and 22.
Okay.
At the 11, right. They have to get to the 33.
Add that 15 yards instead of 10. Here we go. With the snap. Back to pass is Pierce. Now he's in under pressure. Throws to the right sideline. Pass is going to be caught, but I'm afraid he's out of bounds. It was intercepted, actually, and he caught the ball out of bounds out near midfield at the 40-yard line. Good defensive coverage over there, just out of bounds when he made the interception.
Yeah, good defense, good throw, low, just a little wide of the target. 6:08, fourth quarter, 44-19, Parkview leading Pawnee City tonight here at Kearney.
So now it's fourth down and very long. They've still got 4th and 18 up there. Let's see what we've got
in the neighborhood.
Yeah, punting situation. Standing at his own goal line to punt it out of there. Here's the kick by Kling. Punt is going to bounce and go out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to mark this thing.
Probably inside the 30.
Now, let's see. He's walking up the sideline here with it. Just inside the 30, about the 29-yard line is where they're marking. Clock is down to 6:02 to play. We invite you to stay with us to the end of the broadcast tonight for our post-game show. We'll talk a little bit about this past season for the Pawnee City Indians. Talk about upcoming basketball coverage we've got on tap for you. Coverage of our basketball season begins on Monday, the 28th of November, when we travel to Mound City for the Mound City Tournament. Here we go over the football. Parkview Christian, 1st and 10 at the 29-yard line of Pawnee City. Pitched the ball back to Page. He's hit at the line, broke a tackle. Farwell had him. Now Farwell hangs on. Here comes help with his friends, and they finally get him out of bounds after a gain of 10 or 12 yards.
Farwell, Kling, as well as Johnson on the stop. They had to hang on to that jersey, finally get him out of bounds.
Chandler Page, a 190-pound senior. He's their leading ground gainer, leading rusher on this team all season. And showed why right there. He just flat out one of those running backs that doesn't like to be tackled, John.
No, not at all.
The new line of scrimmage is going to be at the 17-yard line is where they mark it. Second down, 3 yards to go at the 17. In the shotgun formation, they take the snap, wants to throw the football out to the left. Pass is going to be complete, running toward the left sideline and into the end zone. Making the reception, I think, was Anthony Page over there. 58?
Well, 58 or 65, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look.
Wait until he comes. It's 58.
58, okay. They catch a lot of different receivers. They catch all Anthony Page, a 200-pound junior. Nice job on the touchdown reception and the run into the end zone.
Where was the ball spotted there, John?
That would have been from the 17.
All right. 17-yard touchdown pass. Now the try for the two-point conversion here. Waiting for the snap. Ball's down, and this one will fail. It won't go through with 5:44 to go in the ball game. 50-19, your score. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee. Get it at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee for a great cup. And all the teas are sugar-free, packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Teas, they also have smoothies and vitamin water. Sending good luck vibes to the Pawnee City Indians and inviting you to stop by for some freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee or a loaded tea at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee City.
Sunny 101.3.
Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A two-play, 29-yard drive capped off with a 17-yard touchdown pass. Elijah Colbert to Anthony Page. The conversion failed, and with 5:44 to go in the ballgame, Parkview Christian now leading Pawnee City 50-19 here in the state championship game.
Ready for the kickoff once again by Parkview. Pawnee City has to send a man deep. That's Jet Farwell. He goes back and going, I don't think they're going to kick it to me.
Well, they never have all night. They've tried to be what I would describe as an onside kick on each and every occasion. They just kind of punch a little short kick up here to the front line. By now, all the Pawnee City players are aware of what's coming, and they're all ready for it as they come forward. Here's the kick. And just as we Promise, there it is, and covered up. I think that's Pierce on that side that gets on it once again. Yes, it is. Justin Pierce balls on the football. They are content to give Pawnee City midfield field position time after time. They have that much faith in their defense that they're not afraid to give it to the Indians right near midfield time after time.
No, I don't blame them. Their defense is stout. They're a very good unit.
Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go for the Pawnee City Indians. Maloli, 13 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Pierce pitches it back to Maloli. He'll run to the left. Here comes the defense to meet him. Maloli cuts back inside at the 30, at the 20, left sideline, the 10, and taken down near the pylon. Did he get in?
Yeah, touchdown.
Touchdown. How about that? Line of scrimmage was at the 38-yard line. That'll be a 42-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli.
Excellent run for the Pawnee City senior.
Now wait a minute.
He signaled touchdown.
Yeah, he did. He showed touchdown.
They put it on the board. I guess that's the spot for the extra point.
Well, the referee signaled touchdown.
Now they're signaling first down.
What in the world happened there? Two referees put their arms up. Are they taking that one back?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
My goodness. They must say he stepped out at about the 4-yard line. All right. So Pawnee City with the ball first and goal at the 4. They say he stepped out of bounds after signaling touchdown. Two officials. All right. Justin Pierce, first and goal at the 4. Takes a snap. Gives to Maloli. Maloli runs up the middle. He's hit, got away. Now goes out to the left, dives in, and he'll get it for the touchdown this time. And it'll be a 4-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli. That helps with the bookwork here, John.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Maloli with a touchdown makes it 50-25 Parkview Christian, 5:27 to go here in this fourth quarter of the ball game. The Nebraska six-man state championship. The other state championships, the other six classes in Nebraska, will begin on Monday and complete wrap up on Tuesday next week.
We'll try for the kick here. Waiting for the snap from center. Kling, I believe it is, to kick it. Ball's down, kicks up, and it hits the crossbar. My goodness, what other bad things could happen? Hits the crossbar and fails, and the score 50-25 with 5:27 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Stitching Farm for screen printing and embroidery. Owned by David and Jody Coleman for screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, and more. Proud to support the Pawnee City Indians. Open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on 707th Road in Dubois, Nebraska. The Stitching Farm does screen printing, embroidery, signage, embellished apparel, decals, home decor, and much more. Stop by and check them out or call for a custom order. The Stitching Farm, proud to support this Pawnee City broadcast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the senior Andy Maloli with his third touchdown of the evening, one receiving and two rushing touchdowns. This one from 4 yards out that capped a two-play 42-yard drive. Conversion failed. The score goes 50-25 with 5:27 to play in the ball game. And this scoring drive recap, as it has been all season, presented by your friends Tasha and Jake ArmConnect and Weston Witt at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Indians ready to kick the football away with 5:27 left to play in the contest. Single man back deep to return it. Here's the kick. They're going to try the onside once again. Everybody chasing after that football. You know what? It's loose. And the Indians diving after it, and they may have the football. Yes, they do. Pawnee City got the recovery. I'm waiting until they unstack them to see who's on the bottom of the pile that comes out of there with the ball.
Farwell.
Farwell got it. Jet Farwell down underneath. He and looks like Johnson was over there, too, either Johnson or Kling. I'll see in a minute if that's a 16 or an 18 across the way. That was Kling in there with Farwell. Pawnee City with the ball, first and 10, just inside the 30-yard line at the 29. Indians come over the football. Quarterback is Justin Pierce, 130-pound junior. Pierce, bad ankle and all, takes a snap, pitches to Maloli. Maloli reverses, goes back to the right after starting to the left. Now turns it upfield, fumbles the football, and it's fallen on, I think, by Parkview Christian.
Yeah, they landed right on top of the ball and just squirted right straight to him.
So one turnover followed by one right back the other direction.
It's going to be Anthony Page on top of the football for Parkview.
Page with the fumble recovery, and the Indians give the ball right back. And wouldn't it have been fun if Pawnee could have punched another one in here?
Oh, yeah.
50-25, your score, the Indians. One thing about it, there's no quit in that team out there. They're still battling it here, getting after it. Got a little bit of company up here in the booth. Don't blame you guys a bit. Not bad compared to down in the field, is it? Scott Beatty makes his way in. He was standing beside me last week at Arthur. Scott was out there when we were both freezing to death. And this is a little nicer in here, guys. All right, the football is spotted inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. For Parkview Christian, Colbert hands under center with the backs in the eye, gives off to his fullback Bayless. Bayless fights forward. He's out to the 30-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6 on the play, and it'll bring up second down and about 9 yards to go now. The clock shows 5:05 to play in the football game. 50-25, Pawnee City trailing Parkview Christian.
Anthony Kling kind of leading the way up there that time defensively for the Indians.
Parkview Christian in no special hurry here, leading as they are 50-25. The D6 six-man state championship tonight here at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium in UNK and Kearney. Second down now, 9 yards to go.
A different tailback, Randy.
All right. Colbert is your quarterback, takes a snap, pitches back to his trailing back, running to the left, down the left sideline, out near first down yardage. I think he stepped out short of the first down. We'll see when they unstack him across the way who that running back was.
88.
That would be Rohrbaugh. These red numbers on black jerseys, they're just wonderful out here. And he did step out short of the first down. The football was
a flag over there on the other side.
Yeah, the ball was sparkled across the 35. Holding is the call on Parkview Christian. Clock down to 4:29 to go now on a frigid evening here in Kearney. Penalty yardage marks the football back to the 22-yard line.
Second and 17.
So second down and long now at the 22 for Parkview Christian. Let's see if Rohrbaugh is still in there at the I-back. Might be calling it a night for Chandler Page, the 190-pound senior. We'll see if he gets back into the game. Taking their time now, coming over the football on second down and 17 yards to go.
Rohrbaugh.
Okay, under center is Colbert. Takes a snap, pitches to Rohrbaugh. He starts to his left, finds a little running room. Now he'll be tripped up and dropped right at about the 30-yard line after a gain of 6 on the play, and it should bring up third down and about 9 yards to go.
Pierce, the first guy to hit him for Pawnee City, got him around the legs and started him on a downward spiral that time.
Football spotted just shy of the 30-yard line, second down and about 10 yards to go, actually. That's where they mark it. Taking plenty of time in the huddle here are the Patriots. Clock down to 4 minutes to go now in the football game. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring and how it went in this game. Six-man state championship on the line here tonight. Pawnee City has never given up. Quarterback calling his starting count under center. Pitches it back again to the I-back. Rohrbaugh runs to the right. Broke a tackle there. Dives forward. He'll be stopped short of the first down across the 30 out near the 32-yard line. That's where they drop him. And it'll bring up third down and still about 8 yards to go.
Hunter Johnson there for Pawnee City along with Trey Killing that time for the stop.
Spot the ball on the right side. Hash mark in from the west side. They move from left to right, north to south. Ball is out at the 32-yard line is where they mark it. They're going to take plenty of time here. There's no reason for them to rush up to the line, John, as they're leading here 50-25. They're going to let that clock run down about as far as they can. Inside of 3 minutes left to play now. Look at that. They're going to let the play clock run down to 3-2. Apparently going to use a timeout here. Timeout on the field with 2:50 left to play in the football game. 50-25 your score. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Brady Johnson at Beck's Hybrids of Pawnee City. Proud to support this local broadcast. When it's time to purchase seed for corn, soybean, alfalfa, or cover crops, call Brady Johnson of Beck's Hybrids at 402-852-6768. Beck's Hybrids, founded in faith, forged in America. For all your corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cover crops,
Contact Brady Johnson at Beck Hybrids in Pawnee City, 402-852-6768.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Foster Field in Kearney. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the football season, John.
Yes. Seems like it just takes forever to start, and then you just fly through it every year.
Yeah, this season, for some reason, has just seemed to have gone particularly quickly for me. I don't know why. We just went from one game to the next so quickly, and all of a sudden, here we are ready to move to basketball. I've already been watching basketball with Peru State for the last couple of weeks, and nice being inside. Here we go on fourth down. There's the snap. They're going to punt it, and the ball is a short punt, fielded at the 30, out to the 35, near the 40. That's Johnson on the return. He's at the midfield stripe, across midfield, and got it into Patriot territory. I'm trying to see if that was Kling or Johnson on. That's Kling got the return. So that 18 and 16 has given us fits all night. Anthony Kling on the return.
No, not that time. It was 16.
That was...
Around the was 18.
Okay, so the ball is going to be marked.
Oh, well.
At the 38-yard line, first and 10, Pawnee City. End ends with Pierce at quarterback, Maloli behind him, again 12 yards off the line. Pierce has the snap, pitches to Maloli. He comes to the left, now reverses, goes to the right, cuts back inside. He's got a little bit of running room, has the ball down inside the 35-yard line, down near the 34.
He moved around just about enough. Almost all of the Patriots had a shot at him. Finally, it was Anthony Page who got him.
Everybody got a turn. Give him a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 11 yards to go with the football at the 33-yard line. Clock at 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the football game. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have it back live here and wrap it up and give you a scoring recap of the second half. Quarterback Justin Pierce sets 5 yards off the line of scrimmage in the shotgun formation with Maloli set behind him 5 yards. Has the snap, back to pass, sets, going to throw deep over the middle, looking for Farwell, just overthrows him at the 10-yard line. You know what, Jet Farwell had no less than 3 defenders all around him chasing him down there, and Pierce was still able to thread the needle and put it pretty close in there to where Farwell had a shot at it.
Yeah, he was the only one that was going to catch it just off his fingertips. Nice try.
Incompletion stops the clock with a minute 49 left to play in the football game. 50-25, your score. Pawnee City trailing Parkview Christian. It'll be third down and about 11 yards to go with the line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line of Parkview. Pierce in the shotgun formation, waiting for the snap from center, has the football, pitches it back, Maloli runs to the left, Maloli cuts inside, broke a tackle, got away, then falls down at the 25-yard line, short of the first down by about 3 yards.
Once again, Anthony Page on the tackle for the Parkview Christian Patriots.
So they'll mark the football just outside the 25, call it the 26-yard line. And it should be fourth down and 2 yards to go from the 26. Pawnee City quickly over the football. Spread set. Receivers to both sides of the field. Pierce has the snap. Pitches it back. Maloli. Oh, he's going to be hit in the backfield. Drop for a loss out at the 30-yard line. Loss of 5. Big defensive play there by the Patriots.
Yeah, they had that well defense. They had a guy in the middle and one on each side of him. He had nowhere to cut.
And if that's Andy Maloli's final carry of his career, what a sad way to end, to get caught for a 5-yard loss. But they had that one diagnosed, and the defense was there. Clock is at 1:08 to go. Patriots take over on downs. All they have to do is take a knee here. 50-25 will in all probability be our final score tonight in this six-man championship game. Stay with us for our post-game show, and we'll come back after we wrap this one up and give you a rundown of the scoring and talk about the season that was here for the Pawnee City Indians. First down and 15 at the 30-yard line. They take a knee, and that'll get the clock running here. As we tick down to 1 minute to go, the celebration on the near sideline from the Parkview Christian Patriot fans are starting to get fired up. They're cheerleaders down here. Look, there's some young ladies that got to be cold.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, they did show up in the long pants and the matching coats and stocking hats, but clock winding down to 40 seconds to go here.
Time out.
Oh, really? Time out. All right, timeout on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Don't wait until your furnace stops working to call Finley HVAC of Pawnee City. With 20 years of experience, Finley HVAC is known for fast, friendly, and affordable service. And a simple check of your HVAC system can save you a lot of money and headaches down the road. Finley HVAC is also the only diamond contractor of the Mitsubishi split units, which are efficient and offer both heating and cooling options. Whether you need a new install, sales, or service, trust Finley HVAC of Pawnee City. Find them on Facebook or call Finley HVAC at 402-852-6331.
Sunny 101.3.
Here's kind of a neat gesture. With 41 seconds to go, Parkview took timeout, and they're going to put some players on the field that haven't played all night, and Pawnee City's doing the same thing. John?
Jesse McLaughlin, a sophomore. Phillip Lane, a junior. Also in there is Hayden Binder.
Tyler Tegmeyer. Tyler Tegmeyer's on the field. I see Hunter Wake is out there. Here we go on second down and 13. They'll probably just take a knee, and they will. That should start the game, the play clock, and they won't have to snap it again. But you know what? A whole bunch of players can now say that they played in the state championship football game. That's kind of a neat gesture out there, John.
It is. Both coaches did a good job getting their young players in there.
Some people might say that's a pointless thing, but I don't agree. I think it's a neat memory to give those kids to let them know they got on the field, even if it was for the final snap here. They will not have to snap the football again because the play clock has 10. Well, what's the referee going
to
make it?
Well, they got to wait for the clock to go. One Patriot player ran out there. I think he wants the football.
Is that what he's after?
Yeah, you don't have to run a play, guys.
Okay,
you
time expires, and there is the football game. Your final score tonight, the Parkview Christian Patriots 50 and the Pawnee City Indians 25.
He's got the ball.
Parkview Christian Patriots are the state champions in six-man football for 2022 here in the state of Nebraska. Stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with a post-game show coming your way. You've been enjoying Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Our family is serving your family for five generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for five generations. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Brady Johnson at Beck's Hybrids of Pawnee City, proud to support this local broadcast. When it's time to purchase seed for corn, soybean, alfalfa, or cover crops, call Brady Johnson of Beck's Hybrids at 402-852-6768. Beck's Hybrids, founded in faith, forged in America. For all your corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and cover crops, contact Brady Johnson at Beck's Hybrids in Pawnee City, 402-852-6768.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scene here at Foster Field in Kearney as this game wraps up. The Pawnee City Indians huddled around their coach out near the 40-yard line getting some final words from Coach Scott Brumbaugh. Meanwhile, the Pawnee City fans making their way from the very, very cold stands around to the north end here where the players are going to have to go to leave the field. And they're going to be waiting over there, parents, grandparents, friends, family, waiting to greet the Pawnee City Indians trying to make their way into the locker room. The Indians come up just short here tonight, 50-25, a hard-fought contest after a very successful season in which they end up at 9-3 on the year. Time now for our post-game scoring recap, brought to you by your presenting sponsors, Pawnee City Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. Let's take a look now at the scoring and how it went. At halftime, Parkview Christian held a 30-6 lead. The Patriots came out at the six-minute mark of the third quarter with a 31-yard touchdown pass. Elijah Colbert to Brandon Ulrich, a four-play, 50-yard drive. Conversion failed, and they extended the lead to 30 at 36-6. The Indians weren't about to give up, though. They came battling back. Andy Maloli with a 25-yard touchdown run at the 3:31 mark of the third quarter that capped a five-play, 48-yard drive. Conversion was blocked, and the score stood at 36-12. With 1:33 to play in the third quarter, a one-yard touchdown pass, a little jump pass from Colbert, the quarterback, to Brandon Bayless, capped a four-play, 41-yard drive for the touchdown. Katayama kicked the two-point conversion, made it 44-12. With just 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, Justin Pierce completed a 39-yard touchdown pass to Jet Farwell. Farwell rambled into the end zone over in the left corner to top off a four-play, 42-yard drive. The pass was complete for the one-point conversion to Farwell, made it 44-19. At the 5:41 mark of the fourth quarter, a 17-yard touchdown pass, again from Colbert, this time to Anthony Page, capped a two-play, 29-yard drive. Conversion failed, made it 50-19. And with 5:27 to go in the ballgame, our final score of the season, Andrew Maloli, his second rushing touchdown, third touchdown of the night on a four-yard touchdown carry that capped a two-play, 42-yard drive. The conversion failed, and our score stood at 50-25. That's your final score tonight, with the Pawnee City Indians coming up short to Parkview Christian. John, what are we lining up for pictures across the way? Is that what the kids are doing over here?
They're getting their trophy.
Oh, that's what they're waiting for, the trophy presentation.
Trophies and medals.
I was kind of surprised that they weren't leaving the field as cold as it was, but I forgot about that. The Pawnee City players are being introduced one at a time and brought up and receiving their runner-up silver medals here. Meanwhile, the Parkview Christian players huddled here on the near sideline. They're waiting for their presentation of trophy and medals when they come up next. John, you've got some stats here to look at.
Final again, 50-25, 326 yards rushing tonight in the ballgame for Parkview Christian. Pawnee City had 129 yards. Pawnee City 122 through the air to 71 for Parkview. But Parkview with just 71 passing yards running, they still had four touchdown passes in the game. They completed five passes on the night out of eight attempts, four of them going for scores in the ballgame. Chandler Page, 31 carries, 282 yards, two touchdowns, 43 yards on eight carries for Braden Bayless. And for Pawnee City, it was Anthony Kling, 5 of 16 rushing. Andy Maloli had 123 yards rushing on 18 carries and two touchdowns. Justin Pierce, one carry, loss of 9. That was a sack of the quarterback. Pierce, 4 of 11 for one interception, 53 yards and a touchdown. And Anthony Kling, 2 for 4, 69 yards and a score in the game passing. Jet Farwell caught three balls for 51 yards. Andy Maloli, 2 for 69. They each had a touchdown reception in this ballgame. Defensively, Jet Farwell leads the way for Pawnee City. 16 tackles in the ballgame. Andy Maloli and Anthony Kling had a dozen apiece in the contest.
And John, while you're giving us those stats, the final medal being presented across the way to the Pawnee City Indians, and now they'll be receiving their trophy. Second place trophy will go in the trophy case down at Pawnee City, and a very successful 9-3 season for the Pawnee City Indians here in six-man football. And look at all the Pawnee City fans. They've got to be frozen, still sitting over there in the stands cheering on the Indians.
You think the metal bleachers are cold?
Oh, man. They'd have to be. John, this is going to wrap things up for another football season here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. I think between the two of us, about 91 years now or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just want to say what a pleasure it's been. Every year we start out and you wonder, well, can we give it one more year and give it one more shot? But you know what? I found some new binoculars.
New toys.
So anyway, wonderful time here and had a great season. Looking forward to getting moved indoors with basketball. We mentioned we're going to have the Mound City Tournament beginning Monday, the 28th of November. My first broadcast that I'll have of Nebraska on the Nebraska side will be Fall City Sacred Heart at Sterling, and that'll be December 2nd at Sterling, a girl-boy doubleheader. I believe that following Thursday, I think it's a Thursday anyway, we'll be moving ahead with Johnson-Brock. Tuesday it is, Johnson-Brock at Palmyra. So we'll have lots of basketball coming up for you in just a couple of weeks. We got a Thanksgiving holiday and some turkey to eat in between there, John. And anyway, thank you for the opportunity again this season. Sure had a good time.
It has been another good year. Get all the way to a state championship game. Congratulations, Pawnee City and all the other teams in the area, and we'll see what we can get done during basketball season.
So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state championship football. For Logan Carpenter, our producer engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We bid you good evening from Kearney. Your final score tonight, Parkview Christian 50 and the Pawnee City Indians 25. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and good evening. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.